We're just going to come right back. Okay, back.
We're back.
In action.
Did you miss us?
Me?
No, the audience.
Oh, I thought you were asking them, but I didn't.
Did you miss us, Peter?
I did, a little.
Okay.
But, you know, sometimes you're in the bathroom and you just got to do your own thing.
Yeah, you know.
And get that taken care of.
Yeah.
A thing that I wanted to ask about.
Thanks for the birthday wine, by the way. It's very delicious.
You're welcome.
Good choice.
It's only several months late.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
It was like a nice surprise for today. It was like, yay, wine.
That's true. It worked out great. I have an actual to-do list, and that's been on my to-do list for, so it says,
every time
Christina,
you look at it,
wine.
Are you like, God damn it.
Yeah, and I'm like, why haven't I done that yet? But it's just not made the cut somehow. It hasn't made the grade. Well, there's I think you're the last female guest that we're going to have.
Unless
so I
Val
wanted
shows
to
up.
Ask, oh, yeah, Val's going to be here.
Yeah.
But
she doesn't count?
Who knows?
Oh.
She's so unreliable. What a piece of shit that is. Huh? No, I'm just kidding. But I wanted to ask about something while I had a multi-perspective. Because there's a thing now. Apparently, there was a discussion where it was decided that girls, as opposed to pants, can wear black tights as pants.
No.
You don't agree with this.
Tights are not pants.
Okay. But you've seen this.
Yeah, I know
lot.
What you're talking about.
I mean, this
it's
is
very
a
popular
thing, right?
Among the like late high school and college, young college age set, I think.
Yeah. I think so.
And I disapprove.
Well, and I find it weird because there's kind of two things.
They don't understand that they like they're tight so you can see through them. Mm-hmm. Even if they're black.
Here's the thing. They're not.
And even if you are like the best looking and you're young and fit, they still don't flatter you.
No.
Because nothing is hidden in them.
Well, here's the problem I have with it as an adult man. When someone wears black tights and nothing else, I look at their butt.
Right.
And I cannot help it because, and I would maintain that if a man was doing that, I would probably look at his butt.
Right. It wouldn't matter. It wouldn't matter if it was man or woman if they were wearing that because you couldn't look away.
I find
it
shocking.
A train wreck. Well, it's kind of like women that wear their breasts out on display and then they get mad at you for staring at them. It's like, well, wasn't that the point of you putting them out there like that? If you didn't want someone to look at them, then why are you wearing a shirt that covers none of them?
Well, or sometimes you'll be talking.
And I'm a woman and I am saying that. So.
Yeah. I see this a lot on TV more than in real life. But
when
sometimes,
I wear a cleavagey shirt, it's because I want people to look at my cleavage.
That's the point. Now, when I see on TV, I see this a lot. Like, there'll be someone wearing pajamas-type clothes, a woman, and you can see her nipples. And they'll be having a discussion, and never on TV does someone say, I'm sorry, but your nipples are just out.
Right.
Do you know that's happening? So I feel like it's the same thing, where I'm like, I don't even have to be interested in these nipples. I'm not really concerned about them. But if they're just there,
like,
I cannot not look at them, because I'm just fascinated.
Well, it's just like, you know, when people wear, like, man or woman wears, like, I don't know, sloppy sweats.
And, yes.
Like, you're just like, you're like, their fat rolls are hanging out or whatever, and you just can't look away because it's so disgusting.
It's like when
wrong or something you don't see, so you're just like, what?
Maybe it's like the equivalent for a man is when you see them doing, like they're working under a cabinet and you can see their whole butt crack.
Or
and
men
you're like,
wearing.
I cannot not notice that.
Bicycle shorts.
Yeah, and you see a little more of their package
than you want to.
Really
need to.
Well, and here's the other thing with these black pants that I have a problem with. Sometimes you're like, I think there are different brands. This is my theory. Because sometimes there's a lady who's wearing the black pants that I'm like, there's no way your butt looks that good. That's not possible. But sometimes there's someone wearing them and you're like, your butt looks like a box. Like, I know it. Maybe it's bad. Maybe it's good, but
not
it doesn't look right.
Different brands of boxes. I think it's really
it's just
of
the
pants.
Butts.
It's just the butts.
Some people have box butts.
Yes.
Girls do?
There are some girls that have very flat, square butts.
Even the sides are square. It almost looks like they stuffed a piece of cardboard in the back. I find that very strange.
Do they have big boobs?
Is that a thing? Because I've noticed this too. It seems like girls with really big boobs have flat butts.
It's a thing.
Why is that? Wouldn't you think that big because boobs we can't, and big butts would go together?
We can't all win the genetic lottery.
Yeah.
The people that win the genetic lottery are like your supermodels and your models and your actresses and shit.
Because I have noticed that...
Small boobs, big butt.
Yeah,
big
and boobs, top heavy, small butt. Small butt. Mm-hmm. It's a very bizarre...
So you can only be either a boob or a butt man. You can't be both.
Oh, you can be both.
Unless you want unattainable women.
Well... No, I mean, it's a weird, it's a very strange exchange. It's not like men don't seem to have that same, it's not like, well, he either has huge biceps and then small legs or great legs and tiny biceps. It's like, it doesn't work that
way. Well, those things are things that you could improve or not at your choice.
Right.
You can go to the gym and work them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you can't really make your boobs bigger outside of surgery.
No, that's true.
And I guess you could make your butt firmer, but if it's already, like, kind of flat, you're not going to get much else going on there.
This was my other wonder.
Because there's nothing there to work to begin with.
So if you have a flat butt, you're kind of stuck with flat butt.
Unless you get surgery.
Which is crazy.
Right.
So you can't do, like, squats and then have, like, a butt.
No, it not if you have a really flat butt. I mean, you could improve it a little bit, but you're still, I mean, you're not going to go from being flat butted to freaking Jennifer Lopez.
You're going to kill yourself to improve 10%.
Yeah.
Okay. That was that.
Yeah.
I'm learning things. So, I mean, I don't think that these tights are pants. Am I correct?
Yeah, they're not pants.
So society is wrong, and I'm right.
I mean, you're talking differently from like girls wearing like yoga pants out in public too. You're talking like actual like they look like.
I'm talking
tights.
Just tight. Now yoga pants, I have somewhat of a problem with. And yoga pants, these are the pants that are extremely loose and then super tight on the butt.
Well, I mean, at least with those, you can just pretend that they just came from yoga or the gym.
Mm-hmm.
Tights, you can't.
Yeah.
Well, I'm like, you can wear tights without, you can wear like a tunic shirt that covers your butt.
Right.
If you're wearing tights, you have to have a top that covers your butt. You can't just have that be your pants and wear a short shirt. It doesn't work like that. That defies the fashion.
I wish everyone, if I owned a gym, I'm not kidding, there'd be a dress code and it would basically be Rocky Balboa.
It wouldn't just be like you can't wear your jeans in the gym.
No, it'd be like you must wear shitty sweats. Fully covered.
No makeup.
You must look worse than you do in your normal life. I think that's a pretty reasonable...
Well, I feel
and
like...
And those shirts that you cut the sleeves off down to the bottom of the shirt, get out of here.
Yeah. Well, whatever I see,
I feel
I'm
like
going
you go
to
the
stand.
Gym and see a woman with makeup on and the makeup's still nice means she didn't work out. Mm-hmm. She's just been wandering around like, oh, boys, look at my butt. Oh, look at me.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think that's a good idea to do that. I don't know. I just don't like the...
Yes, these tights are not pants. They are tights. They are meant for under things.
Yeah. And even I'm pretty allowing gym attire.
If it's
and
meant
even
to
that,
be
I'm
under
like,
something, then you shouldn't see it. It's the same with underwear. If I can see your underwear, you're wearing them wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, here's the other thing. A lady could wear that, right? If I wore that in public, people would think I was crazy.
Right?
It would look like I came out of an insane asylum.
They'd just be like, what is wrong
and
with that guy?
And to be fair, you did.
I did. However, it's not fair for them to assume that just based on my pants, which are being worn in society.
I think women get away with a lot of bad fashion choices that
you
no
guys
one
get
else
to do things that we don't get
with.
To do. You know what I mean? I don't get to show off anything.
Because we've got the vaginas.
It's true. We can't have vaginas no matter how hard we try. God knows we've tried. God knows. But they're just unattainable.
Yeah.
Actually, that switch is easier than the other way.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. If I wanted to be a woman and be like, lop it off, boys. Let's take care of this now. Yeah. I mean, I guess that's one advantage of being a man. If you want to switch, you've got a lot easier road.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Men have it easier in general.
What age would you
Male
say?
Male privilege. Woo!
What a patriarchy. What age do you think... you would make that switch? Like, let's say at about 18, you started having ideas.
Would you give it a couple years?
At 18.
Yeah.
Like that's a lifelong issue.
I'm sure it starts as soon as you start getting in, you know, hormones.
I mean, I have a hard time making decisions sometimes. And like, okay, when I go to a restaurant.
I'm pretty sure you have to go through a lot of therapy before they actually will do the surgery. You have to like go through therapy and talk about it and stuff like that before they'll actually let you start doing like hormone replacement, because they want to make sure that you're committed, because once you do it, it's pretty not reversible.
I was going to say, do people switch back? So they'd be like, ooh, good. I was wrong.
I mean, I'm sure it's probably possible, but it's got to be pretty hard to switch back.
I would think so.
I mean,
I would hope so.
So I think it's not just they do like a lot of like counseling and therapy, like to make sure that you're really committed and that's really how you feel and like you're really, you know, that's what you want to do.
That you didn't just hear a Shania Twain song and get in, right. And get inspired.
Or you're not confused or whatever. There aren't other issues going on.
I was thinking about that today. I was watching a documentary on some, you know, subset of culture where they were trying to organize groups, and they had these kids like fresh out of high school in this thing being gung-ho and parades and stuff. And I'm like, that's great and all, but really you can't make that decision at your age. You can play with it. You're going to try a lot of things on at this age.
Right.
And do away with most of them.
That's my thing. Like, if I had to make life decisions at 18 or 19, I would have made horrible decisions. I would be married to Ashley Martinez and be fucking miserable.
Right? I would be married to Brett Cookson and would be miserable. And
I'd have a Metallica tattoo.
I'd probably have, like,
one.
Three kids that I didn't want, and I'd be living in his mom's basement.
Oh, my God. And I'd be like, we can just hump every day. That's gonna make me happy, like,
right?
I would have made terrible decisions.
I'd be a rock star.
Well, okay, that would have been great. Actually,
that's still based on other people picking you. That's just what you would have been stuck at. You failed rock star.
I wish I could remember even some of my other preferences. I'd be driving a Grand Am, you know what I mean? Because I was fine with that.
Right? I don't know what. I can't even imagine if I had, like, made my life decisions at that age.
Oh, God.
I'm, like, I'm almost 30, and I can't even make a, like, school to, like, I should finish my degree, but I have no fucking clue what to do. So I'm not going to, because I'm not going to spend money.
I know. It's
all
impossible.
These kids that, like, go through college and, like, graduate at 24 with a degree in something that they're going to do the rest of their life, it baffles me, because I'm like, really?
I think that's crazy. Right? I was just talking to this girl who's pretty young. She's probably like 22.
We're all smelling the Malort.
Do you guys all want to have some Malort?
I'm going to try some.
Okay.
I'm like, I still have creamies in mine. I don't think I want to do that. I don't think
you
I want to
taint
it.
You can pour me a mini Lort.
A mini Lort?
You could have, I have another glass.
Am I going to dirty all your shot glasses?
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, I have more.
I want a mini Lort.
And I have a sink.
Well, yeah. I just didn't want to get up again.
So this girl was saying, you know, she's like, I don't know, probably 22? And she's like, got all these plans to get married and stuff.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I panicked. I like started hyperventilating because I was imagining if I got married at 22, how fucked I'd be right now and how miserable.
I had just gotten out of like my longest term like high school relationship at that point.
Me
and
too.
I was like, you know, like, let's go drinking and fucking every weekend.
I was in the male version of that, which is like, let's be sad.
Aww. Wait, where's that?
It's not.
Oh yeah, okay.
Volumized.
Ah man, I can do. Yeah. Wait, let me crank that up. I was in the male version of that, which is let's be sad.
Oh, I didn't drink this yet. Did you guys?
I didn't
drink
either.
Yours? No. Oh, okay, one, two, three, go.
Cheers. Ooh, this is all cloudy and stuff.
You've got like a mixed bag.
Pickly.
Oh, shit. Ugh.
That's
was like
some kind of booze, huh? She's still making a face.
I wish that he could take a picture and show this face, but not really.
I could have, yeah.
Ugh. I gotta wash it. Ugh.
Yeah, I don't know. It's young times are bad times to make decisions.
Speaking of. Like, I don't know, I just go back to my sister and
that's what she said.
You know, she broke up with her boyfriend broke up with her like last part of high school, and
yeah.
I think she's okay now, but she definitely went through that period where she was like, no one will ever love me again. There's no one else out there. And I'm like, you're fucking 18. Like,
I know.
You're gonna go to fucking 4 years of college at least.
You're an 18-year-old blondie wears tight black pants. You're gonna be fine.
Right?
You're gonna be fine.
Right, exactly.
Your worry is that no one will love you. I mean,
I mean, I know because I was there where I was like, I'm never going to find anybody again. Yeah, this was the too. Only love. And it's just like now I'm like, that's so fucking stupid. Why are we so stupid at that age?
You can't take that advice from anybody. No, it doesn't matter. I don't understand, you've got to make the mistake yourself.
Everyone has to go through that, right? To be like, I'm unlovable. And then you're like,
that Malort was awful.
This will be okay.
That was like drinking death. That's got
bad. Then we just oscillate.
Yeah, it's bad stuff. Guys. Oh. Look how that bottle's only that much empty. And I got that like last Christmas.
Who gave that to you?
Or no, I got it for Nicanor's birthday. I got two and gave him one. I don't think he even opened his.
Oh.
It's not even for it.
What a terrible birthday gift. No, they made that in Chicago. Did you make up for that to him?
Through friendship? Because maybe. But
bad idea.
Yeah.
God, that was...
It's pretty terrible. You know what I like about it, though? It's challenging.
I think I'd probably rather have the control or rum or something.
There is a bottle there, second from the end, that's labeled Matt Shot. That's basically... You know you have booze bottles, and you'll end up with like an ounce or two left?
Yeah.
I just dump it all in there.
Oh, are you really serious?
Yeah. I don't even know what's in there. It's a very sort of reddish amber color, and it's
my God. That's like King's Cup.
It's exactly...
Did you play that?
It's basically
Holy
a King's
shit.
Cup. Yeah.
That's gross.
This is a bottle that's just King's Cup.
You're too old for that shit.
Well, I don't... I want to get rid of these bottles when they have like 2 ounces left, and I don't know what
to
do.
Can't you just shoot it? Like,
just
slam
throw it?
It
in there? I don't know.
I think you should just start slamming it instead of that.
No, I like this idea.
That's how they came up with Long Island iced tea.
They just throw everything. See, I might come up with some great booze. Be blinded.
We need to get Jane on sometime.
Yeah.
That'd be fun. I tried to get her to come tonight, but she was doing something else. So.
She's always doing something
she
else.
She really is.
Buying
She's super
a house
busy.
And roller derbying.
Yeah.
I have so many questions about the roller derby.
I was almost... There's like a deal going on where you can get like a season pass to the home games of her... teams mm-hmm. for like $29, and I thought about doing it because I never go,
right?
Because I never get there until late, and I don't want to pay the money because I'm poor. And
I know
if I did that, maybe I'd feel more.
You'd be like, well, now I can just go,
right?
I mean, I paid for
right.
it.
Right.
I was entertaining fun. The idea of joining Greeley's as a referee.
I think that'd be fun. I like the roller derby. It's fun.
I like to watch it. I just never go.
Yeah.
I'm terrible.
It's, you know what? It's a going out thing. You're like, yeah. I got to go out. I got to find a couple people to go.
Well, but like, it's always, it seems like it always falls on a night like that I work.
I know people there, but.
Oh, okay.
So like, it starts like when I get off work. So by the time I get there, there's no seats for me.
Yeah.
I like sitting.
Yeah, me too.
I'm not a fan of standing.
No.
I will tolerate it at a concert if I really want to be at the concert. But if I don't, I'll be angry the whole time.
I got to want to be there real bad.
Like, who was it we went and saw down in Boulder that we ended up standing? Was it Tim Minchin?
No, Tim Minchin, yeah.
Did we sit at Tim Minchin? No, we
sat
at
Nerdist. Well, we were stuck in the corner. Oh, yeah, we stood up at Nerdist.
No, we sat at Nerdist. We stood for Tim Minchin.
No, because we got there late for the Nerdist show because we wanted to go grab a bite to eat.
That was all your fault because we didn't leave early enough.
I was fresh off of fillings at the dentist. My face was numb.
The dentist. I hate the dentist.
But anyway, yeah, I remember sitting like way at the back.
That was for Minchin.
Okay. Anyway, and so like I am not like into Nerdist like he is. I don't listen to it. And so like it was funny, but I'm still kind of like fucking standing for this thing and I don't even know who these people are. I don't fucking
You're very
give a
conscious
shit.
That you're standing right? and watching. Yeah.
I just stood all day at work. God damn it.
roller derby is like that for me. I think roller derby, I'm not super into, but if someone's like, I'll drive you, you can have 3 beers.
I saw your
I'm
brother like, at right, one of I'm the done. Greeley bouts one time.
Yeah, he's so funny because he is like way more, he's much better about like going out and doing things.
He seems
things.
Like he just does things. Like he's like, something comes up in his feed on Facebook or some friend's like, hey, I'm going to this.
Up.
And he's like, yeah, okay.
Yeah,
whatever.
He's really up for anything.
Yeah.
That's one of his best qualities.
Yeah.
He's got many horrible, horrible qualities. That's his best.
Hi, Ian.
Yeah. He'll kind of do whatever. I mean, he's up for trying.
I was kind of mad about his picture he just posted about wintertime in Arizona. And I was like, you're in Arizona and there's snow? I'm like, what the fuck?
It was winter wonderland.
Like, what the fuck? I think we saw like...
A snowstorm.
That was like nothing.
Yeah, it was crap. We've had one snow this year, and it's mid-December.
He's not in the deserty part of Arizona, though. No. He's like in the mountainy part.
You know what? Here's what he says. He's like, it's the same climate as Greeley. And I'm like, it's not the same. You're a little hotter, let's be honest, but it's similar, you know? I don't know why he's so insistent about that.
Yeah.
He just wants to be cool, like us.
That was like the time I drew blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I'm a little drunk.
Yeah. We're cool, really.
We're doing good, guys.
I think I accidentally hit two things at once.
The soundboard is getting wasted at this point.
The time I drove through Flagstaff, which is like the mountainous part of, and there's like pine trees and like green and beautiful, and I'm like, we're in Arizona? Really?
That's how his place was. Huh. We had to drive over like a mountain pass, and there were a lot of pine trees, and I was like, this is not as bad. This is not the hell I pictured you living in.
As my stepdad's grandpa lived in like Tucson, and we helped it move there, and it was like, it was hell. It was like 105 degrees, and like, so one day we decided to go to there's like this old west like ghost like town that was like a movie lot. Yeah.
And someone comes out and they're like, hey, partner.
Old Tucson or something. And we were like there and it's like 105 degrees. And we were like, I hate you. I hate you too. We're all fucking miserable.
See, he used to live in Tempe. Oh, and there, apparently, it's very hot. And every summer they have like a serial murderer.
When did he live there?
That's where he did his graduate school. Oh, okay. So this was like 8 years ago or something.
I was like, I just moved there.
No, he lived there and then he went to Morocco and then he went to there.
Okay.
Back again.
Gotcha.
Tag team, back again. And there, it was so hot, I blame the heat. Every summer, there was like a serial murderer. He'd be like, yeah, there's a sniper this summer. He told me this story. He's like, there's this guy who like picked up his daughter and took her to McDonald's and then drove her out to the desert and just set his car on fire while she was in it. Weird shit. People get freaked out from the heat, I think.
Because their brains are boiling. No one was meant to live there.
No, I don't think it's a human
place. Leave
it
for the scorpions.
Yeah, I agree.
And then we like pump all this water in there, and then it's like, oh, we have a water shortage. Well, then maybe people shouldn't live in fucking Arizona in the desert, assholes.
He would tell me stuff, too. He'd be like, yeah, there's a scorpion out on the driveway. And I was like, if I saw one scorpion, I'd be like, done. Not living here. Fuck that shit.
My step-grandpa's house, like, their yard was, like, all rock except for some, like, yucca and cactus that they planted, and then, like, everybody had a pool.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Oh, yeah.
You have to. It was, like, a requirement.
Pool. It's like having a window. I mean, if you don't have a window, your house isn't real, and if you don't have a pool,
right?
They're like, how do you live here? This isn't a place to be for humans. I don't like it. Well, we got about 20 minutes. Do you guys want to give some advice?
What kind of advice?
I have this whole book of questions.
Oh, let me see.
And they have answers, but I thought we could just focus on the question side of things.
Okay. You're not going to just ask them?
I mean, I could just ask. Do you guys want me to ask you about my personal life? Why do I have so much trouble connecting long term with others?
Oh, here, I'll...
Pete from Colorado.
I'm going to read this one to you, and you can answer it. Okay. You usually do the question and answer session, like, that's with your power hour, or you are the one reading the questions while your guests answer. So we'll read them to you.
All right.
Dear Janine.
Jesus.
I'm thinking about getting a tattoo, but I want something that isn't such an urban hipster cliche.
Wow.
Maybe something literary? Is having a paragraph from Atlas Shrugged tattooed on my back cool and unique, or just pretentious? I'm not sure. Julie from Atlanta, Georgia.
That's probably one of the worst ideas I've ever heard. Because here's the problem I see with that. You're going to get a tattoo on your back, right? The only time people are going to see that is when you're nude. And then, so you're going to be nude with someone you're going to have sex with, and they're going to be like, what's that? And you're like, it's a thing from Atlas Shrugged. And then they're going to be like, okay,
what's Atlas Shrugged?
Yeah. I mean, no one reads. You know what the one good thing about that idea is, though? You would know a guy was into you if you had an Atlas Shrugged tattoo and he committed to actually reading that book because it was that significant. Because that's a big book.
It's fucking huge.
It's not like you got a Giving Tree tattoo. Jesus Christ.
I love that book.
It's not like you got a Giving Tree tattoo and he's like, oh, I reread the Giving Tree to see what that's about. Atlas Shrugged is a commitment. So maybe it's a good idea.
It's like 1,086 pages or something.
It's insane.
It's huge.
It's not really.
That's why I just read Anthem.
Red.
Yeah. That's why you just read Anthem. I've read that one too.
Is that the one where they don't use pronouns or something?
It switches pronouns at the end. Yeah.
Yeah. I read that one too.
I read that
in school.
At Thanksgiving one year.
Just that thing, the whole in one day.
In one day.
That's kind of an odd situation.
I read it for this science fiction and mythology class I took in high school.
I read it for high school too. I don't remember why. Just
some class,
we
probably.
Had to read stuff. Yeah.
This book has cool people in it.
Yeah, it's got a lot of great people answering that are much superior to us.
Silverman. I don't like her.
You don't like Sarah Silverman?
No.
What do you not like about her?
I don't know.
Her eyebrows?
She annoys me.
She has my eyebrows.
I don't think she's funny.
Yeah.
I think she's just crass.
I get mad because I'm like, you
know what? I feel like she's trying to like fit in with male comedians and like by being crass, mm-hmm. but it's just, to me it comes across as like, I'm trying to look cool to the boys, so I'm going to act this way.
I just think if
which may be how she really is. I'm pretty crass, but I don't try to make a living off of it.
Maybe she's a boys' girl.
But I don't know. I don't find her funny myself.
If I had her
I
money,
also don't like Chelsea Handler or...
I hate Chelsea Handler.
Or
I'm not a fan of her.
What's the larger woman comedian? It's older.
Monique.
No, she's white. She's white and she's...
Oh, yeah. Rosa, I know who you're talking about.
No. And that was the Roseanne laugh. She does have a lot of jokes about like fucking black people.
Yeah.
This lady.
Oh.
She's like real filthy.
Yeah, I don't like her either. I don't know.
Oh my. I know.
I prefer people
about.
Who are angry.
I'm sure there's someone listening right now who's like, "God damn it, it's what's her face."
I wish
bastards.
I could. They're going to listen and this is going to be recorded, so they're going to be like, "I wish this was live so I could call in and tell them."
Yeah.
Which is what I do in my car a lot. Someday. Peter, I know who that is. I know what you're talking about.
This is just Roseanne's song.
I know.
I didn't, you know what? I didn't even think about playing it, and I was like, oh my god, this is our 100th show. How could we not play Roseanne theme? Needs to be in here.
You should have done a Roseanne game. You haven't done that in forever.
I know. I miss the Roseanne game. It's a lot of work.
Yeah, I bet.
But I should bring it. It should come back.
It should.
I'd like to do like a Roseanne game tournament of champions.
Yeah. Your brother would not be on that.
He's the worst at that game. I don't know.
Does he not watch Roseanne? Did he not watch it?
I think he overthinks it.
Maybe.
I mean, I think that's probably his biggest life
problem. I
could
see him as an overthinker.
Yeah. Because it's, I mean, it's a hard game, but to be wrong that often is, he's going the wrong way.
I understand what that's like. I overthink things a lot.
Yeah, if he rolled a die, he'd probably have a better odd than if he guessed.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Do you have a question that you picked out?
I don't know.
You look like you have.
Just
or
do
are you
it.
Just excited about the book?
Just do it.
Yeah, just ask us, man.
This is originally to Eugene Merman, but we'll let Pete handle this one.
I don't know who that is.
He's hilarious.
He's Gene on Bob's Burgers.
Okay.
Can you settle a bet for me? Yes. I say that it's okay to load the dishwasher with different size plates next to each other, but my mom says that I'll never find my own apartment or produce grandchildren. My driving privileges are on the line. Which one of us is right?
What? Was the person answering or asking this question fucking drunk?
As far as I'm concerned, the dishwasher is basically a magical box. Whatever allows to fit in there that you can still close the dishwasher is in the dishwasher, and then you're good. I don't care. I don't know if you have to make sort of a shell. You know the part in 300 where they take their shields and make like a turtle shell?
Yeah.
That's what my dishwasher looks like when it closes. Those are plates.
This is Sparta!
Those are the plates. And then... You know, they somehow come out mostly clean enough.
Mostly
Here's
clean.
The other problem.
And what's on there is went through really hot water.
Exactly. If there's something on a dish that came out of the dishwasher, it's probably not going to come off from my normal eating procedure. Therefore, it's fine. It is just fine where it is. You know, if there's like an old scrambled egg little wire on there, as they turn out to be,
what?
And it goes through the dishwasher, fuck it. Because I'm not going to be dousing it in hot water and then like washing it with jets. You know, I'm eating a salad off of here. So it'll probably just remain, and then we give it a second bout. Is that an did I even answer the question? I don't even remember the question anymore.
Sure, why not?
Thanks for the question, Eugene, or whoever. Mike?
Perry and Parker.
Perry from Parker. Kay. Parker from Perry.
I'm going to read this one.
Okay.
Dear Paul, I just had a dream where a large bear started attacking me because I was in a prison tower and it was angry.
Yeah.
I am concerned because in the dream, someone I don't know brought the bear to my house in a plastic igloo and said, "Look, it's my pet." Is this an omen? From Liz, age 18.
Matt, do you want to take this one? Do you want to start with that?
That sounds like one of those Yahoo Answer ones you find. Like, seriously. Like the dregs of society. I would like to know your process on how you're finding like the worst questions ever, because it's great.
Here's what's really sad about it. I don't even have to seek them out. I just see whatever the newest questions are, and usually I take like two out of, you know, I'll take two from the front page, refresh the page, take two more. I mean, this takes like 40 minutes. It's really not that hard. God. And I don't seek out purposely like the real shitty questions. They're just there, man. They just show up.
It's a world of shitty questions.
It's unbelievable how stupid people are. And also, right? It's really frustrating because not only are the questions dumb, right? But sometimes someone will ask a question that I'm like, that's actually like a legit question. They'll say something like, how can I remove this virus from my computer without deleting these certain files?
Right.
And then someone will answer with, well, if you have to delete those files. And you're like, well, that's not really an answer to the question.
Right.
I mean, you don't really, if you don't have the answer, that's cool.
Don't post it.
Yeah, don't say anything. That's an insane way to live your life.
That would be like if you came to me and was like, what is the best beer you've ever drank? And I was just like, instead of just being like, I don't drink beer, yeah. I was like, oh, Laughing Lab.
Yeah.
And you were like, that's a terrible beer, whatever, you know?
Yeah. No, it's exactly. It's like someone says, I want to get to work and I don't want to drive my car. However, there's no safe bike route. What would you say is a good solution? And they say, well, you should probably drive your car.
Right.
Like, okay, well, that's, I guess, not...
like, if you came to me and were like, what's the best beer? And I was like, I don't drink beer, so you shouldn't either.
Wine is the best beer.
Right. You're like,
okay, well, great. You know, I'm so happy that
drink
you
drink some Cointreau.
Yeah, right?
And Malort. Mix it together.
Ugh. I won't do it. Not today. Not on this celebratory day. This is a day of joy.
Okay.
Not a day of bizarre mixings.
That are you... walking on sunshine. Whoa. He's plugged in still.
No, I'm he's plugged in too. Don't even worry.
Oh.
But I was, you know, on a different thing.
No. Okay.
But yeah, I'm always walking on sunshine.
Whoa.
I mean, how crazy is this song? Am I alone in thinking this is maybe the craziest song ever made?
I'm sure you'd pretty sure you'd die if you walked on sunshine.
The craziest.
Yeah, and walking on sunshine doesn't sound good. And just the horns and the, like, the drummer is busting his ass right now. I mean, he does not let up the entire song.
He's probably real sweaty.
I wish I had. I would like if to get for Christmas.
Drummers get real sweaty. Huh?
Drummers get real sweaty. They look like they get real sweaty.
I would think so. Oh, my God. If I was drumming.
You were a drummer?
I know.
Did you get sweaty?
It's been a long time. I remember one time being so sweaty, I took my shirt off.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Now, are you a sweaty guy in general?
Not, I didn't used to be, no, back then, no.
Pretty average.
Yeah.
Because I'm like a sweater guy. Like every picture of me when I'm a kid, I'm sweating.
You like Fair Isle?
Fair Isle?
Fair Isle.
I don't
know. Type of knit.
I know. I have no idea what you're saying.
Okay.
Fair Isle?
Fair Isle. It's a pattern.
Am I wearing
it? Common. Is that what kind of sweater you are?
I don't know. I have no idea what that means, Fair Isle. This is the first I've heard this. Is this an Irish thing?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's a pattern.
Oh, I don't know. Is that what
they
this
knit
is?
Commonly in, like, sweaters. No, it's not.
Okay.
But you said you wear a sweater.
Oh, okay.
Whoa, catch that joke.
Yeah, I mean, I have no idea.
Are you making fun of me?
No.
You've got it was a
good.
Spot.
It was a good joke. It just didn't land right.
Okay.
It was my fault. Maybe if you got stupid. It's Argyle. You guys seem to both know what Fair Isle was.
No.
Oh, you didn't know either? Yeah, if you'd said Argyle.
Are you like? Do you like Argyle?
The limo driver from Die Hard?
No.
Oh.
Sorry.
Again. I'm not very sweater-oriented.
He's a sweaty guy.
Yeah, I'm a sweaty guy.
Okay, we're moving on now.
You know what? I think I don't know a lot of sweaters because I'm so sweaty. I really have no... There's no excuse for me to wear a sweater. I mean, like, maybe I go to a job interview or something, and then when I've had to drive, like, let's say I'm going to an event, and I don't want to be sweaty, I have to put on my shirt when I arrive. You know? If I drive in the car 4 hours plus, my back will be sweaty. Guaranteed.
Yeah. 1 hour.
Drawing a sun. Yeah, I mean, to Denver. By the time I get there, ruined.
In the summer, my back gets sweaty from my house to my work.
Yeah, oh, let's not even talk about the summer.
Because the back of the chair needs to be air-conditioned. The car seat needs to be air-conditioned.
Yeah.
So it blows on my back. Otherwise, it doesn't get back there.
They need some kind of super fan that when you first start your car in the summer,
they can
completely
make,
blows it out.
They can make heated seats.
Yeah, but
why
not cooled seats.
Why can't they make cooled seats?
I don't know. I don't know. I just probably need a garage. That would be a good start for me.
I have a garage.
Yeah?
It's still hot in the summer.
Oh, man. I need to be...
Then you don't have the sun like blasting down on your car. So that is nice.
I think I just need to move to a different environment. I mean, this is the desert.
You need to move to like Antarctica?
Yeah. I think I'd be pretty happy there overall. I would be happy with the sun being a novelty.
With the penguins?
Yeah, with the penguins. Are they in Antarctica?
Mm-hmm.
I can never remember which one's penguins and which one's polar bears.
Polar bears in the Arctic.
Is there like a north. Mnemonic device?
I don't think so.
Like the Not N-word word is north and that's polar bears. I can't, you know, something.
I don't know. It just stuck with me. I need no mnemonic devices.
Penguins
are crazy
uh-huh.
and live on the continent where people don't live.
Polar bears are crazy too, though. They eat flesh.
Lots of things eat flesh.
Yeah, that's true.
Are lions crazy?
Kinda.
I mean, kind of, yeah.
Okay.
If I was psychologically evaluating them by my standards, I would say they're pretty psychotic.
Okay.
But that, you know, it's because they're lions. They act within their own purview, I think, most of the time.
You know what are weird looking really close up?
Suns?
No.
You're drawing a sun, a very intricate sun.
No, it's a flower.
Oh.
Well, it was a sun and now it's a flower.
Okay.
Oh, I missed one. Shit.
What's weird looking close up? A lion?
Hyenas.
Yeah.
They're like front ends are taller than their back ends.
You know what my problem with hyenas is?
And they're really big.
Thanks to The Lion King, whenever I see a hyena, I think of Whoopi Goldberg. And I expect them to have dreadlocks, kind of.
I want to watch The Lion King right now. I think someone's here.
Did someone knock?
No, I think they just came in.
Oh. Of course you did. Hey.
Hey, Alex.
Hey.
You have glasses.
I do.
Nerd glasses.
Celebration for your podcast.
Weezer glasses.
I'm leaving.
They are Weezer glasses.
It's nice to see you.
You too.
Well, we better go out, and then we'll come back in just a minute. Do you guys have any music you wanted to hear before you go out?
No.
Happy or sad?
I can.
Oh, yeah, go for it.
I got something.
Yeah, do something for us. Make me believe again.
What?
I don't know. That doesn't mean anything, but, you know, here we are. Thank you guys so much for coming. You stayed.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, anytime. Anytime you want to sit in on this show,
just go and knock on your door.
Come and knock on my door. That sounds perfect.
Okay.
Thank you guys. We'll see you soon.
Bye.
When I woke, dear, I was mistaken, and I hung my head and I cried. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You never know, dear.
cue up some entry music here. Metallica. What the hell? Oh, this is dangerous to do loaded. Oh, is everything not
the
plugged
cords
in?
Ah, but are we actually plugged in? I mean, recording already?
Yeah, we're okay, good. We are on tape. Mm. Here we go. I got this.
One, two, three.
That's not even the song I wanted to play.
I'm surprised that this was what you were playing.
Should we start again?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
See if this is more suited.
I'm in the work hard.
It's more like it. I love this song. Welcome, Alec.
Welcome,
it's
Peter.
It's been a while.
I know. It has been a long time.
You have new glasses that
I
like.
Thank you. I like them. Thank you. I was a little worried they were too, what's
hip.
That? Yeah, hipster.
Yeah.
But I like them.
They're fine. You know, everyone gives shits to hipsters, but it's like, well, they like some stuff that's good and some stuff that's stupid.
You're right. Flannel is back. I'm okay with that.
I'm wearing a flannel right now, and it's so comfortable.
I know. They look.
I would never take it off.
They never look bad either. You can wear them anytime. Yeah.
Turns out Pearl Jam was right. Stick with the flannel.
It's the only thing they were right about.
Daddy! That was the other thing they were right about.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been going for just over 8 hours.
Jesus
about eight and
Christ.
A half hours today.
How you doing?
I feel okay. Yeah. How does it seem?
You seem pretty good.
Yeah?
A little drunk, like you said.
A little drunk.
Yeah.
But I'm doing okay.
Not bad. Not as drunk as I was feared.
Yeah.
When I
everyone was real nervous. Everyone I talked to was like, even my brother, I was supposed to call him at 5.
Okay.
And he's like, I'm a little nervous by the time you call me that I was going to have no show. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I was fine.
That's I'm impressed.
I didn't really start drinking until about 4.
That's, I think my fear was that you'd start at 11.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't, I mean, not you. One can't maintain a solid drunk from 11 to, you have to get over drunk and either pass out.
Right.
Midday or sober up or fucking puke and you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I've just been maintaining a light buzz since about 4.
What have you been? What did you start with at 4?
Just beer.
Okay.
I've only had a couple shots.
Okay.
Christina came and was up for drinking.
Nice.
So she brought some weird elephant milky liquor. And
that's,
we had that.
That's sexy a little bit.
It was not.
No, it sounds gross.
Yeah, it was
elephant
cummy.
Milk liquor.
I mean, I guess how you feel. You
fermented know, elephant cum sounds hot.
If I can, I mean, it's an early segue into porn, but like.
Never too early.
When you're looking at the porn thing and it's just a woman's face glazed in cum.
Ah.
Is that a thing?
It is a new thing. No, for me, no. But it's a thing that at the last time I watched porn, I don't even want to admit how long ago it was. 3 hours. I was. But no, it's gross.
You know what's so fucked up about me when you're like, I don't even want to admit. I was like, ooh, it's been weeks. He's embarrassed because he's not been keeping up with porn.
Oh, yeah. Because you think it's reverse. I'm like, oh, it's been too long.
Yes.
It's like, I can't even tell you. No, it's been hours. And it was at the end of it, is she's just covered and she's smiling up there.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, that doesn't do it for me.
That doesn't help me out.
We've already... Well, the orgasm is the point for me. The fucking and the orgasm, the after effects, the spooge.
Yeah.
It's not fun after the cleanup.
Right.
Or to see on, like, it just doesn't do it for me either.
You know what? I'm a little loaded. So this other night, I was watching this one, and it just had this hot babe.
Okay.
And she was just kind of talking and getting naked, and I was like, this is great.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was great. So I was real sick last week.
Yes.
And I did not even... Porn wasn't even on my mind.
You must have been really fucking sick.
Yeah, because you're home all day in pajamas.
Jesus.
And I
you should have beat off 3 times a day.
I didn't beat off for like at least a week.
Do you have a fucking fever?
Yeah, it was bad.
Wow.
So then coming back to it, though, is like a whole new world.
Yeah.
You're like, it's just a picture of someone almost topless.
Doesn't it
like,
feel great?
Whoa. Yeah.
I think it's there's something to people saying desensitization.
Yeah.
Because when I see like, and actually I don't do it, oh, I love you, my wife. I don't truly don't watch porn as much as I used to.
Right.
I mean, it used to be daily.
Right.
I mean, why not?
Yeah.
But now it's probably once a week.
Yeah.
But sometimes when you do that twice in a day or once and then the next night, you got to elevate that shit so fast.
I know.
First, yeah, like you said.
I think that what would be a really good idea is to take like a quarterly 1 week break from coming.
That's smart.
As much as possible, and then then when you get back to it, it kind of resets really fast.
The orgasm is amazing.
Yeah.
And sometimes I fear because I have lots of fears. I'm a half Jew. And I'm like, oh, I think I'm losing my mojo. And I don't like, I just, I'm not as good at it anymore. I'm fat. And I, you know, I'm just, it's, I've never, sex won't be the same. And then a week off.
Yeah.
And then the best orgasm of your life.
Yeah.
You're like, oh!
You're like, this is better than
yeah.
ever.
Yeah. It's pretty great.
So I was watching this one.
Okay.
And it was, you know, because it'd been so long, it's basically a lady sort of getting naked and talking.
And that was
like, this is perfect.
That was enough. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the other ones, I was like, that's a little much. Whereas probably a week before, I'd have been like, that's my wheelhouse,
right.
baby.
Yeah. You're half flaccid at that.
Yeah.
You're like, hit her.
To build back up.
There had to be six dicks in her.
It's just like when you have the flu and you're like, well, first today I'm just going to try and drink some broth.
Right.
And then tomorrow right. maybe some bread
yep.
and build back up to a meat lover's pizza.
Yeah. Yeah.
Same thing with porn.
That's, yeah, I agree.
So,
but okay.
I'm watching it and things are going well. But then about a minute in, she's like, all right. So the goal of this, she didn't say it exactly like this,
you can
but
paraphrase.
In a scripty way.
I'm not going to, yeah, yeah.
She's like, at the end of this, you know, you want to come on my face, but first come on your own face and
what?
Then you can come on my face. So the whole, then I was like, what?
How do you come on your own face?
I guess you would have to aim at your own face and shoot it into
your
own face.
I don't rock it that hard. I don't have whatever. Do you?
I don't really know.
Have you ever hit the ceiling?
I, you know what? I usually cover at some, right before.
Yeah,
so I don't really just let it fly.
Right. Right. You're not like trying to.
No.
You're a good man.
I'm not just spraying a room with cum.
Is close to godliness, they say.
I think so.
And you are, yeah. Yeah.
You know, so I don't know. Okay. I don't. I mean, I suppose if my goal was to hit my face, I could probably contort in such a way
wow.
that I could hit my face.
Yeah. Anything's possible.
Yeah.
But did you then have to proceed to see him try to come on his own face?
There was no guy. Just a girl talking to the camera.
She was telling you.
Yes.
The viewer.
Was, it was like a, you know. You,
one of those, like.
Yeah, where you're watching it. There's no one else there.
You didn't try, did you?
No.
Okay, good.
I was like, this is really unfortunate.
Right.
And then I tried to proceed because I was like, yeah. I'm still pretty into this babe.
Right, right.
I wish she wasn't telling me to come on my face.
That would throw me, too.
It was weird because also I wondered if, like, taking too much time off. I was almost having a relationship with the pornography
yeah.
where it was almost like I went home with this girl and we've been on a couple dates.
And you owed it to her?
Yeah, we went to a ball game
right.
and then she's like, I get really turned on if a dude will come on his face.
She said something weird and you were like,
I'm like,
I'm not going to do it, but we can talk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't really want to. I'm like, well, maybe if we went on like 10 more dates and you're marriage material and you're just like, I have this one thing.
I don't like it in the porn when you find somebody attractive enough to find them like, for me, if you're a sexual object, that's great for you, and I'm not berating you, but that's what porn's for.
Sure.
When you have freckles and a nice face,
yeah.
I feel bad about coming to you. I mean, I feel like you should be, I want to be like, listen, hot girl, listen, pretty girl.
She's too
you don't
girl
need to be in porn.
For you.
I don't want her to be in porn, and I don't want to be jacking
oh, yeah.
to her.
I see what you're saying. You like them to be a little more porny.
I need it to be porny to
yeah.
not feel bad.
I get you.
Yeah, and when they're like pretty, I feel a little like, they shouldn't be
what
like,
are you
where's
doing?
Your dad?
Yeah.
Like, what happened?
Don't you have friends?
Sit down.
Yeah.
You're way too pretty.
You could be at a nightclub.
What are
just
you doing?
Out.
Yeah. Yeah. Meet a nice boy.
I get what you're saying.
Yep.
You're kind of the opposite of the girl next door person.
Yeah. That's,
like, the girl next door turns me off because I'm like, you have every chance in the world.
Right. And once, it doesn't, don't get me wrong, it doesn't turn me off. It's almost the opposite. I feel like those are the ones I'm like, oh, you're pretty. I want to save you. This sounds like weird now.
Right.
I'm not drunk enough to start. But, you know, I just, yeah, it takes me way out.
You wonder about their life.
It does.
And that's
exactly.
the killer of porn.
I don't want to be thinking during the pornography I'm
no.
watching.
Where you're just like, oh, I wonder how that's going.
Exactly.
I don't know. I mean, maybe, I don't know if it's a guy or a girl thing or if it's both. But I think when you think too much about someone's personal life, even someone I really like.
Right.
If I started thinking about, like, oh, I'm really sad she had such a hard time at work. Someone, I can't believe someone said that.
Right.
That's not really conducive to the sex time.
Yeah, I agree. Like, I agree.
Does not help.
It's, yeah, I agree with you.
So we're only about 10 minutes in, but.
Were you hoping we were done?
No.
Take a deep breath. It's like, well, thanks for coming.
I have this really important game that I like to play
awesome.
With everyone on the show.
Awesome.
And I hope you want to play. And I think
I'm
you're actually a perfect candidate.
I'm already excited.
So here's the setup.
Okay.
A couple weeks ago, I was listening to a very old thing, an interview.
Okay.
And it was with Margaret Cho. We all know the comedian.
Yeah, I'm well aware of her.
However, most of us don't remember that she was a small, small role in the motion picture Face Off.
Oh, we just watched Face Off, Sarah and
I. Yeah, and she's like the third banana.
It was weird. Yeah, she works for...
That's an odd choice.
She works for the good... who's the gay guy?
John Travolta.
Yeah, she works for a good John Travolta. Then when he turns bad and he says something to her, and she's like, I never... Yeah.
Yeah, whatever his name is, John Spartan.
Yeah, nice.
That's Demolition Man. Okay. I don't know.
I don't remember.
So, okay. Face. So she's on an interview show. This is before Face Off has come out. They probably just wrapped filming.
Okay.
So the preview's out.
Right.
You know, but people don't really know about Face Off. This is mid-90s, no internet, real digging. So she's on this show, and someone says, so what have you been working on lately? And she's like, I just wrapped filming on this movie. John Travolta, Nicolas Cage. It's called Face Off. Now the interviewer says... Well, tell me about the movie.
Right.
What happens?
Okay.
When he said that, I was more excited than I've been in a long time, because I was like, I'm about to hear someone explain Face Off to someone who lives in a world where Face Off does not exist.
Right, it's not yet a thing.
This is like, I can't believe I'm so lucky.
Okay,
right now.
Okay.
So here's the game.
Okay.
I'm the interviewer.
Right.
You are Margaret Cho.
And I have to explain.
And you have to explain to me... In such a way, now, there are kind of two rules.
Yeah,
to this
I was
going to
say, okay.
Rule number one is you have to understand that I do not know what this is at all.
Okay.
Number two, you're Margaret Cho, so you cannot just bash on the movie because you're in the movie. You want people to go see it, and you're, you know, fishing for your next
role.
Maybe this
my big
is my,
role.
Yeah, I, my step into it. Right. So you can't say, like, well, it's a crap action movie.
Oh, okay, okay.
Those are the only rules.
So, can I oversell it then? I mean, is that what I'm going for?
You can lie,
Well, I won't lie. I'll just focus on
be like, it's amazing, even if it's not amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not important.
All right.
Okay, so...
All right.
Okay, Face Off. So, what's the... give me the beats.
Oh, man.
What happens?
Face Off. Well, first of all, I want to say John Woo, the director.
Uh-huh.
Chinese.
Okay.
Much like myself, I think.
Korean. You're Korean, Margaret, but that's close enough.
We're all the same. Visionary. Visionary director.
Sure.
When you know what? When people say, how many doves? He says, how many more?
How many doves?
He can't. He works with a lot of doves.
It's about birds?
He loves... Oh, Face Off. You haven't heard. You haven't seen Face Off.
I mean, okay. I don't even...
All right. John Travolta, Saturday Night Fever.
Right.
Nicolas Cage, whatever the fuck Nicolas Cage was doing.
Leaving Las Vegas.
Leaving Las Vegas. Ish. Yes. Yeah. Okay. Two wonderful actors.
Okay.
All right. Now.
I'm halfway there.
One's a good guy.
Okay.
One's a bad guy. We've all seen that movie, right?
Yeah.
Now imagine this. They trade places.
Uh-huh.
The good guy becomes a bad guy. The bad guy becomes a good guy.
Like a Freaky Friday thing?
Almost.
You know, you pointed like a gun. It really sold me. Like, you're like, you're on the right track, but let me just...
What happens?
Uh-huh.
Imagine a future, Peter.
Okay.
Much like our own.
Okay.
But with technology that can take the tubbiness that John Travolta has currently in 1994, where we're at, and it can transform him into the gaunt figure of Nicolas Cage, also change his face into John Travolta's. They literally trade faces. And bodies.
So John Travolta wears Nicolas Cage's face and body.
I wouldn't say wears it. Less Silence of the Lambs.
Right.
More.
Oh, so his face is not also on.
Correct. They swap faces. It could be called face swap. But we thought Face Off had a nicer ring.
So John Travolta is basically in the body of Nicolas
Cage. Correct.
But it's his body, but for all intents and purposes, he's Nicolas Cage.
That is correct. And vice versa.
Becomes John Travolta.
So, the man who's hunting the criminal, that is Nicolas Cage, becomes the criminal Nicolas Cage. And the John Travolta, trapped inside Nicolas Cage's body.
I can't wait.
K-O-N-G.
Coming in May.
There's an annoying brother. There's an Asian who plays a bit part. That's me.
That's you.
there's a sexy daughter who's got really early 90s emo, like bad eyeshadow. And then at the end, to know that her transformation is complete.
Yeah.
No more makeup.
Yeah, where they're
looks like a nice girl.
What is goth? And they have someone's mom explain it. Yeah. And then they're like, we'll do that.
Exactly.
Nose ring.
She smoked a cigarette
in her house.
Even though her dad is a cop.
So you just saw Face Off.
I did.
How 90s was their house?
Oh, my God.
I have trouble describing, because at the time, I didn't even think twice.
Right.
Rewatching it, the most noticeable part was John Travolta's house is so 90s somehow.
One of my favorite parts, I'm not going to lie, was at the very beginning when he's about to, I'm sorry, when Nicolas Cage, for those who haven't seen it, or don't remember it, is about to shoot John Travolta, but accidentally shoots John Travolta's kid.
Yeah.
But the best part is that he has a straw inside of a can of Coke and sips from the straw. He's got a pedo stash, and he takes a sip from the straw, and it's just the director's attention to detail about making him a creepy,
weird
pedo murderer is awesome.
Yeah.
It was, they went above and beyond. He was no generic bad guy.
You know what else I thought was really weird? So John Travolta is like a normal guy, and he has this wife who's like wife-looking.
Yeah, very wife-looking. Yep.
Then Nicolas Cage becomes John Travolta. All of a sudden seems real interested in fucking this wife.
Right.
Which I'm like, I don't know, man.
if you had like...
His girlfriend was Gina Gershon,
right? Yeah, she was... Wait, I don't know, some hot chick.
Yeah.
She was the chick that she had like a mole on her upper lip, but it's attractive when you're hot.
I think it was Gina Gershon. It was either her. You know what it was? It was the 90s version of that Hispanic girl who sometimes looks like a man.
Ava Longoria.
Who was in Hitch.
No. Hitch. I haven't seen a Hitch.
It
does. It truly doesn't matter. Keep going.
People will know.
Yeah.
But anyway, she was the 90s version. Super hot babe.
Yeah, she's hot as shit.
But then when he becomes John Travolta, he's like, well, might as well get a piece of this wife.
Well, here's the thing. If you had an arch nemesis, let's say you have somebody that you hate.
Okay.
And then you become...
Let's say Nicanor.
Yes, you hate Nicanor.
Sure.
And this is going to be fun now. This got really good. Let's say that you hate him and you want to fuck him. How do you fuck him if you don't fuck him? By fucking Haiti.
Oh, I see.
So it's sticking it
it's
to him.
It's more just he's like, I'm taking it because
that's
I'm
exactly
so pissed.
Right.
I hate this guy. I'm going to fuck his wife.
Yeah, because seriously, that's... I mean, next to fucking someone's mom.
Yeah.
Which is delicious. That's really a fuck you to them.
Let me ask you this question.
Mm.
Let's say a face-off scenario happened to you.
Okay.
And then the guy, it was your enemy, and he had sex with your wife.
If he had sex with my wife?
Yeah, but she fully thought it was you.
Well, I can't blame her.
Right, but then everything goes back to normal.
Okay. Because
there's a part in that movie where she's like, you have to understand, we've been living as husband and wife, which was the way of saying we've been fucking.
Yeah.
Do you think you'd get over it?
Oh, no. I don't think
I
could ever.
I don't think I would either. I think I'd be like, I love you and it's not your fault, but I don't think we can stay together.
Yeah, you slept with
it's
someone else.
It's too weird.
Yeah. And you thought it was me.
Yeah.
What if she liked it more? Which the implication in the movie was that he's a stick in the mud, the John Travolta character.
Right.
And Nicolas Cage rocked
like
her
his
world.
Wild, yeah. And they banged and it was great.
Brought the
romance back.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
And not only that, but I loved every 5 seconds because they had to foreshadow how John Travolta would prove to his daughter and wife it's him.
Yeah.
They wipe each other's faces.
Yeah.
They slowly pull down.
Hand from top to bottom flat and so, just like rub face.
Sometimes now when I make Sarah mad, I just put my hand on her face and say, shh, it's me.
Yeah.
It's me, Sarah.
It's a weird thing because I wouldn't blame my wife for this.
But you couldn't get over it. You couldn't get past it.
No, I don't think I could. I would give this piece of advice, too, if I could say, for ladies who end up cheating for whatever reason.
Okay.
Whether it's a face swap or
drunk.
Yep. The two most common.
Yep. Drunk and face swap.
I know it probably doesn't seem important to you as the lady, but when you're telling the guy about it, I think it might not be a bad idea to mention that the other guy was not good at sex.
Yeah.
I think that would help.
I think it would help. And even if the guy knows it's a clear ploy, I guarantee you it'll help. You're right.
If you insist for the rest of your, like, if you're like, I cheated and I want to stay with this man.
Right.
But if you kept saying, like, he was a horrible lay.
It was terrible.
I hated it.
I couldn't.
I don't know what I was doing. Halfway
I wanted
into
it to be
I
you.
Just wanted it to be over.
I felt like
he
it
wasn't
was,
you.
Yeah,
he was no
that's
you.
Seriously.
I think that's a pretty good start.
I'd say that's one of the best.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is for all those aspiring cheaters.
Yeah.
Take note.
Yeah.
Peter's new show, Pre-Cheaters, will be on UPN. Is that still a station?
For all I mean, I haven't had TV since UPN began.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you're the wrong person to ask.
Yeah.
Awesome. So, did I pass the game?
I think so. Okay. I mean, I think you've done better than most other...
Okay.
You know, Allison, I don't know if she's seen Face Off.
Oh, that's tough.
Christina also had not seen Face Off.
Oh, man. What are these people doing with their 90s lives?
I don't know what they were doing when Face Off was in theaters.
My so-called 90s life?
Yeah, maybe.
Jared Leto? Wait, who was in that?
I have no idea. It doesn't matter.
Chris Elliott?
Was that him? What was his show?
Wait, Mind Freak?
No.
Oh, that's Chris Angel.
Chris Angel.
Sorry, I was like, Peter, you're way off.
No, I'm thinking of that guy who we think is funny, but never has proven it to us.
Yeah, you mean Adam Sandler?
Cabin Boy? Adam Sandler, 10 years old.
So, I've got news.
Yeah, okay.
You remember a little game called Castlevania Symphony of the Night?
Do I ever.
Do you remember how impossible it was to get 200.6% or... In layman's terms, every single thing in the game.
It was 300.12% impossible. 301.2%.
Guess how impossible it was for me.
You did it?
0%.
Wow.
Last night, this morning, at 5 in the fucking morning.
What was the last thing you found?
Oh, my God.
Like a mushroom.
Do you remember? Actually, it was a save room. I missed a save room.
Weird.
Mm-hmm. But... Do you remember the guy that you had to fight in the upside down castle when you go up and to the right who has electric powers and you have to, he's like harder than fucking Dracula. He's
Is
the hardest
Shaft?
Thing ever. No, not Shaft.
Okay.
But he was pretty great.
There was a dark priest named Shaft.
But he was
for some
white,
reason.
Which was very disappointing.
Yeah.
So, no, but remember, there's one line that I just got reminded of that I loved. He's like, when Alucard's talking to his dad, Dracula, he says to him, and then I can't remember the line. He said, you were destined to fail ever since you lost the ability to love.
Yeah.
And I loved that. I was like, what? That makes no... I mean, that sick burn was awesome. And then Dracula quotes from the Bible. And
that's the part where he's like, the only way for evil to triumph
he says
is
that
for
at
good
the end.
Men to do nothing. Yeah. I remember hearing that as a kid and being like, whoa.
Yeah, it's deep.
Shit.
I loved as a kid when Dracula was like, for what does it mean to get all your hearts and desires if in the process you lose your soul?
Yeah.
And then he takes a pause and he's like, Matthew 6:13, I believe. And you're like, Dracula? The Bible?
Why would he read that?
Oh, it was awesome.
Which, when you think about it, you're like, well, it's like the only book when he was alive.
Right. I mean, what else?
Yeah.
Exactly.
I think if I was ever immortal, I'd probably read the Bible.
Why not?
I'd be like, fuck it. I got a lot of time.
But you know what would be great? If you were an immortal vampire, you'd quote Spider-Man.
Yeah.
You'd fucking bite somebody's neck and you'd
great
be like,
power, great responsibility.
So
Spider-Man no more, and then I fly off.
That would be awesome. Drop their body. Yeah. But it was awesome. I can't tell you how fucking excited I was. 200.6%.
That's a pretty big... hang on a second.
Yeah.
I would like to do the proper fanfare.
I've wanted to do this since I played that game. You introduced me to that game soon after we became friends. I still remember walking around Target and hearing you were like, his name is Alucard.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Thank
you. I have the soundboard.
That's
the only thing on it.
That's perfect. There
it is.
I remember, here's another thing that blew my mind. Many minds blown in this game.
Yeah.
You were like, Son of Dracula's name is Alucard. And I was like, yes. And you're like, what's Alucard backward?
What?
Valerie's here.
Is it Val?
Valerie's here.
You saw the Sandra Lee cake. Val, have a seat.
Valerie's here. Did you walk?
Hold on, everybody.
What do you mean, road?
On a bike with your friend?
On a jet plane?
Yeah, turn on your bike light off.
Turn it on off.
Get a drink.
There's whiskey. Val, will you share
some
Four Loko with us? Will you have some Four Loko with us?
Sure.
Uh-huh. Okay.
What's a Four Loko?
What do you want to drink? Do you want whiskey and ginger ale?
No,
you don't have to.
Whatever you
want.
Okay. We're excited to see Val.
Ginger ale's in the fridge and the crisper.
Sometimes when you accomplish things that you wanted to when you were younger, it's kind of anticlimactic. Mm-hmm. Wasn't anticlimactic last night.
I felt the same. I beat some game. Oh, as an adult, I got all the stars in Mario 64.
Yeah, nice.
It was worth it.
Yeah.
Every part of it.
Cheers. You know what? A clap again for you. That's that's a huge thing.
Keep this ready.
It's hard. Yes. Congratulations, Peter.
I wanted to ask you, I was thinking about this the other day. There are probably three or four games in my life that I can remember that sort of consumed a summer.
Yeah.
Or a long chunk of my life. For me, they're Symphony of the Night. That's one of them.
Fuck yes.
Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2.
You guys played that better than me.
Everything.
I didn't know how to fucking ollie, so it didn't have as much fun. But I loved the soundtrack.
The whole soundtrack. Yeah, every song on there.
That's what I would...
Bring noise. And there was a Papa Roach song.
Yeah.
Corruption at its best. There was a great Bad Religion song.
Yeah, yeah. I remember...
There's a place where everyone can be happy.
That place is the past. I remember I spent more time with Travis Infante.
Oh, here we go. This is the song. From Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2.
I'm excited. Oh, nice. This is a great song. This is a good fucking band.
Here's Val.
Valerie!
Somehow she got ice and a glass and...
Your hair is nice.
Whiskey?
It's so long.
I got paint in it.
You got paint
you
in
got
your hair.
Paint in your hair? When were you painting?
Awesome. Are we on?
Yeah. Put on your headphones.
This is for you, Val. And I love across the water.
You put on your gangster face. Oh.
All right, thanks for coming, Val. We'll see you later. It was nice. I told Peter via text I'd be delighted to sit in with you. I did. I said if there's a individual who doesn't have someone else to sit in with, like
who
Travis or Val.
What would her name be?
That you were the one? Awesome! I didn't know the song had your name in it.
Welcome, Val.
Thanks.
You got a hand. I had to beat
that's
a Castlevania game to get that.
Yeah.
Oh.
Did you beat any games lately?
The game of life?
No.
Okay.
Nope.
Well, you know what?
What are you guys talking about?
Thanks for coming, Val. We were talking about video games.
We were sitting here for the last 40 minutes being like, I hope Val comes.
Where's Val?
I wish Val would show up.
We were just killing time until you arrived.
Sit around thinking about her all day.
She's got nice hair. I
what
hope
are
she
you
get
doing?
Paint
just thinking about Val. What are you doing?
I got in trouble with Sarah because I told her I was just thinking about Val. So.
We're way behind, guys. We're about to hit the 9 hour mark.
Really
having finished 9 hours of focus. Show today.
Peter's been sitting on his ass doing this show like I used to sit on my ass playing World of Warcraft until 2 weeks ago.
Yeah,
that's a lot.
So we've been playing these math songs because they're themed with numbers. One every hour. You can take a marker. But we're way behind. I want to play the first one for you guys because I think it's really incredible.
ABC 123?
It's called Multiply with Power. Are you guys ready?
Yeah, I was born ready. Turn it off. This was at the end of Top Gun.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I didn't make it to the end.
Of Top Gun?
No.
Top Gun's bad and super homoerotic. Jesus Christ.
He really goes for it.
Anthony Edwards.
Better. This is Anthony Edwards singing.
No.
Goose.
This is Val Kilmer before he got fat.
Oh.
Wow.
It gets better.
Could you burn this for me after
yes,
the show?
I can. I'm not afraid to admit that I have this save to my computer.
When you have a down day, do you just listen to this and you're like, yeah, you punch in the air like an 80s movie?
I'm feeling bad. This is a really bring up song.
Val is drawing a purple ball sack on your table while you play the song.
Here's the learning portion.
I did not mean to do that.
Here comes my favorite part, you guys.
Okay, is this the math part? Wow!
That's true.
It's Calpon's house. I love how excited he was, too.
Same number!
That was pretty great.
He's not fucking around. Proper nouns are usually. Can I tell you what that reminds me of? And I'll maybe try and pull it up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you guys remember the show Gummy Bears?
Bouncing here and there and everywhere.
Okay, I'm glad you remember the song. Because
I wish there's a video for Val's face at the end
I'm really excited about Gummy Bears.
There is a part at the end of that song where that guy who's singing the song, mm-hmm. it sounds like Kenny Loggins, like Top Gun. Okay. He fucking goes for it, man.
He sounded...
Yeah.
You the have end this of the song.
I mean, it's pretty...
This is the same singer who did Beast.
Oh, shit.
In Beauty and Beast.
Is this serious?
I might have to let this load for a minute.
No problem.
The end of the song, he really... He's not phoning it in.
I'm excited to hear
he's
it.
He's like, I'm coked up and I'm fucking singing.
80s were great. Val, what did you say? You just met a gummy bear?
Yes, on the way here.
What was his name? Steven?
Was it the lion? I love that fucking lion.
Yeah, why was there one lion?
I don't know, but he was great.
And he was like the badass one. And he you're was? Like, well, he's not really a gummy bear. He's a lion. Okay, here we go, I think.
Okay.
I think it's coming. Oh, no. We still have 30 seconds.
All right.
Tell us who. What? Gummy
this
bear
is a full minute that explains the song. The
fact that
show.
When kids have so wait, longer that, attention spans.
That math song reminds you of this.
Yes, because at the end, the guy goes for it. We're getting there.
Okay.
Okay. Get ready. Here we go.
Your excitement over that was better than that. That was the giggle after.
I think gummy what I like bears. Is someone's doing, I mean, this guy is clearly doing a shit song, but he's like, you know what? I'm fucking going for it. He could say, equals that same number, but he doesn't. He says, equals that same number.
Are you going to, we have to listen to it again. No. So what are the other songs that you've played?
We've sorry, gone Kate. Through, I think, like 6, maybe 7.
And we're on hour 9?
Oh, we've done 7.
Were you here
this is the Led
today,
Zeppelin
Alex?
Knockoff.
No, there was a horrible miscommunication with time, and I felt like a bad friend.
Did your Google Calendar do something weird
yes.
to you?
Yes. Did me yours too? Thank
yeah,
God.
Totally.
I felt like I was lying to Peter, so I had the text message that I sent to Nika last night telling him that I was going to be here at 10 as proof. I didn't have to show Peter, but
you're
I felt
like,
bad.
Here.
I wanted to be like, look. I felt bad.
So this is 7. This is a Led Zeppelin song. This is 8. I like haven't heard 8 yet.
Oh,
maybe
yeah.
we did 8.
This is awesome.
Do you know this song?
No, but I
ooh,
love it.
I like
it.
That bass beat there.
These are real songs, you guys. These are not just like
singing along with numbers.
A church guy with an acoustic.
Oh, I think I like the intro better.
Yeah.
Now it's just learning.
Let's go to 9. Because we're at 9.
This not is bad. Pretty, yeah.
I mean, then it turns to crap.
This is Van Halen light at the beginning.
Yeah.
Now Val's drawing a vagina on your...
Or is it Predator? What is it? Oh, you're erasing it now? That makes me think it was a vagina.
Definitely a vagina.
What's he saying? Nothing about math. Still no math. Multiplication, quick reaction. What is it happens when you mix in physics, like the bass and then the acid or whatever? Doesn't it explode? Let's sing a song about that.
Mixing an acid and bass always results in a big reaction.
Awesome.
Something like that. And we're 1 minute away from 10. Hour 10.
Oh my
beginning.
God.
So here's 10. This is hard to listen to as a drunk person. It's too festive.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I like that.
How'd you pick these songs?
I found it at work. That's actually a good tip.
I can't believe we learned so much.
These songs too are all like a full 2 to 3 minutes.
They sound like they're probably on an album for learning though.
Oh, they
I don't
are.
Like that.
It's right here.
Oh, see, I was excited because I thought these were
rock.
I thought these were themes. Oh, this guy. I wish you could all see the cover.
He's
soulless. Well, he's got a tan like... who's got a real bad tan? He's got a tan like some guy with a bad tan. He's got super white teeth, but his eyes are those of a predator.
I was thinking that guy from Baywatch, but I couldn't remember his name.
David Hasselhoff.
David Hasselhoff.
I was thinking of the head of the Republican Senate, I think. What's his name?
Wow, that's... Listen, Baywatch, I know. Okay. Senate. Al Gore?
No, I wish Matt was still here. He
Don
would know.
Draper?
Yes, Don Draper. And also, besides the predator eyes, the sexual predator eyes,
yeah.
His shirt and pants, he's got a yellow shirt tucked in.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't trust him.
Same number.
I trust him.
Oh, Val.
This is how you ended up this way.
Yeah.
Trusting guys like that.
You know how your herpes
happens?
That
might be how I know nothing about math. Yeah.
You know nothing about men or math. You can pick.
Song number 11 is called Revan 11. 12 is Dozen Song.
Do you guys think you could get through life knowing... Okay, what would serve you better in your life?
Mm.
Knowing everything about math.
Or?
Everything about men.
Val, you feel this one first.
I would say...
begins with an M. It's exciting radio.
M then vowel.
I guess men.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you're right.
You answered that right.
If you knew everything about men, it would probably make your life easier than knowing a lot of math.
Like, are you saying I can read their minds and stuff?
No, but like any decision they make, you completely are like, yeah, I figured that would happen. Or like,
you're like, totally. What does he want from me? And then you just know from the type of guy.
You could definitely manipulate men.
Better.
It's not like what women want where you like hear their voices saying like, I want to fuck Mel Gibson.
That movie was so fucking dumb because it was like PG-13 and it was like, if you could really read guys' fucking minds, it'd be NC-17 and you couldn't.
But there was women's minds.
Oh, he was reading women's minds?
Yeah, I think so. What a woman wants or something.
Yeah.
What a girl
Helen
wants.
Helen Hunt's in it.
What did Helen Hunt want?
Khaki shorts.
a better contract.
I don't know.
A Tom, who's the boring Tom?
Hanks.
Tom Hanks movie.
Yeah. You sounded like Ellen, which is ironically what Helen Hunt wants.
Ellen. Yeah. Are you sure she's not Ellen?
Peter, what would you think if you could have all the knowledge of math or all the knowledge of men?
Oh, men.
Because
I think it would, because any boss or coworker,
that's true.
Men are like 50% of the world. Math is like 10% of the world.
I agree.
But that's math, so you wouldn't know that otherwise.
If I know everything about math, does that mean I know how to manipulate the stock market and make money? Or is that not math technically?
I think it would only be...
It's a twister in honor of Helen.
Because that would be like saying...
We were just talking about Face Off. This is a 90s tacular.
I love Face Off.
Oh, do the game.
Well, we have a great game for you. Let me get some game show type music before we get started to just make it fun.
Do I have to answer questions about Face Off?
Just one big question. Face Off game.
Face Off, Face Off, Face Off. Theme music.
Okay. Let me set this up for you, Val. I heard an old interview with a friend of ours, Margaret Cho, Korean comedian. Now,
she thought
many
she was
of us
Chinese.
Remember her. However, many of us do not remember that she played a very small role in the motion picture Face Off. That's not important. The important thing is that I heard this interview, and she... had just finished filming Face Off. It was probably 6 months from release. Perhaps there's a short trailer out. Now, someone asked her about, what are you working on? And she said, I just finished this movie with Nicolas Cage and John Travolta. It's called Face Off. And then the interviewer said, oh, well, what's it about? Now, this is when I got excited. Because I was like, someone is about to explain to a pre-Face Off America what the fuck Face Off is. So here's the game. You're Margaret Cho. I'm the interviewer.
What's Face Off?
And I'm going to say, oh, so you just finished this movie. It's called Face Off. Nicolas Cage, John Travolta. Give me the beats. What happens?
Okay.
So, are you ready to play the game?
Well, don't I have to be?
Yes.
Oh, then yes.
The face-off game! Here we go.
Okay.
So, Margaret.
Okay.
So, okay, John Travolta, Nick Cage. I'm half sold already. What's it about?
Oh, yeah. Well, like, Nicolas Cage is pretty bad news.
Okay.
He's got a smoking hot girlfriend. And John Travolta, family man.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
A little overweight at this time. But that's okay.
Already the details that you include are very different, but go on. He fluctuates.
Sounds like a fascinating movie.
And to catch a criminal, you have to become the criminal.
Okay.
So
establish logic. I'm with you.
So they take their faces off.
Slow down. Who takes their faces off?
First they have to catch Nicolas Cage.
Okay.
He's I don't really remember that part.
Uh-huh.
He's
didn't you just
doing something bad. Oh, does he kill John Travolta's son?
He does.
He does. He shoots him.
I mean, it's, I don't know why I know
it's
that.
It's really sad.
There's, Joe, a,
there's, a, there's a funeral when Doves Cry plays. Doves Fly.
Okay.
It's Prince. It's sad. People cry.
Uh-huh.
Is Kelly Preston in it? Is that John Travolta's wife?
I don't know.
I think
that
it is.
Is.
A real life wife lady that was also in Face Off, and their son dies much in like in real life.
Oh fuck!
Whoa!
Wait, you can see the future.
The shower.
I, Margaret Cho, can see the future.
So son's dead, and we've got these two men.
And then
family man, pudgy family,
family
man.
Man, pudgy.
There's like
fluctuating.
I know. There's a smoke bomb, and that's how they get Nicolas Cage. And then they get him, and they take his face off. But then they forget that if John Travolta's walking around with Nicolas Cage's face on,
hold on,
then
you've whoa.
Then
they take Nicolas
Cage's
face
is
off.
Also walking around with John Travolta's face.
Both of them have John Travolta's face.
I think
no.
Okay, here's what you said to me just now. They take
Jesus
off
Margaret Cho, you're Nicolas, a real bitch.
They take off Nicolas Cage's face,
lesbian,
and then they realize that Nicolas Cage is why do they take Nicolas Cage's face?
Okay.
What do you mean they take his face
off? They want to infiltrate Nicolas Cage's posse.
Okay.
And so they're going to give John Travolta Nicolas Cage's face because then they'll be like, hey, it's just our bro. We can tell him what's going on. Uh-huh. And they do.
And okay. In this
but
movie.
Then, okay, so at this point, Nicolas Cage, actual Nicolas Cage, is in a coma, but he has John Travolta's face. And then he wakes up, something happens, and then he shoots everybody up, and then he gets out, and then he rapes John Travolta's wife. For real.
Wow. So let me just get this straight.
Yeah.
I
can explain it more clearly.
Fluctuating John Travolta.
Yes.
You've got bad Nicolas Cage, who's thin.
He is thin.
They switch faces.
They do.
To infiltrate his posse.
His posse.
But then John Travolta / the bad guy wakes up.
Yeah.
And then rapes John Travolta's wife.
Is that the end of the movie?
And then,
Thomas Jane, the
John
Punisher?
John Travolta, sort of feels, actual John Travolta, who is Nicolas Cage at this point.
Good guy.
Feels sorry for Nicolas Cage's baby mama. Like, he kind of grows a soft spot for her, even though she's working with the bad guys.
The hot girlfriend.
The hot girlfriend, yeah. But then at some point, I think her son dies or her brother or something, but he feels bad about it. So,
thank you.
It's a face off.
That was a face off.
And who am I again in the movie?
You're Margaret Cho.
Yeah, but what?
You're like a.
Am I part of the posse?
You're part of John Travolta's FBI incompetence team.
You wear a suit jacket.
I think you have a gun.
A
night
pant suit. I mean,
yeah, you're dressed like Hillary Clinton.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so pretty. Love her.
That's my number
she
one
got
thought.
She got a concussion today.
Hillary?
Yeah, she fell down.
Is this real life or the
fell
90s
down
still?
What?
Are you Margaret Cho or Valerie
Ross? I don't
know
exactly. I didn't read it. I just saw the headline. She fell down. I don't know.
Sometimes when I talk to you, I feel like you live on this other world. You know?
No.
Like Hillary Clinton's getting a headache and John Travolta's raping. And you're not wrong. But also, it's not the words
it's not
I would
like
use.
All the facts.
It's just a very strange version.
Way of viewing.
If I was a police officer and you were the key witness, I'd be very worried.
That's what happened the time I tried to explain to the police officer that my neighbor was masturbating at me. I don't think he quite understood.
At you? What does that mean? He shot it at you?
He was deliberately
masturbating
at me. I
don't think you've ever told this story.
Yes, I have.
Not to me.
Yes, I have.
Would you like to tell it again?
No.
I would like you to.
I don't.
Do you know this story?
No, tell us.
You do. Shut up.
You could tell it as Val.
Alec, I was walking home late in Denver where I live.
Oh, okay.
And there's a halfway house, and there was a man, and he was looking...
Bangs.
With bangs?
He's had his very blunt bangs. We call him Bangs.
See, you're not telling the story like Val would tell it. You have to include that he had bangs.
Bangs. Alec it's Bangs was looking through the window, masturbating at me. Was that good? Yeah.
I was thinking this was your old...
What's that?
This is Four Loko.
What's Four Loko?
It will kill you. You will
it's
die.
Like,
oh, they don't even
drink.
Sell this, do they?
Well, I have it.
How'd you get it?
I saw it on the shelf and purchased it because I was like, they don't. This isn't allowed.
Did they What's ID? Because there's a big black...
They ID'd
me. I just want to smell it.
No, you can have some.
Okay.
You don't have to drink it. I'm not going to be like, if you make me waste this Four Loko, I'm going to shit. I am going to shit.
You don't want, no one wants Peter to shit.
There you go. It's watermelon flavor.
Oh.
It's Ooh. A beautiful color.
Oh, it smells,
it smells
awful.
Bad.
I think it smells that good.
Medicine-y? Is that why you like it?
All right.
Barbie
Cheers,
war
everyone.
Perfume.
Cheers.
More look.
See y'all
Barbie
in hell.
War perfume.
Yeah. Oh, I'm drinking it.
Ooh.
It tastes like, I imagine, what's perfume would taste.
Yeah.
I like it.
Okay.
All right. We're
we
gonna
found
party.
Your new drink.
Yeah.
I like it.
It contains 12% alcohol.
Is that a lot?
No, it's like two beers. Percent.
Yeah, let's see what does this beer have. I have an average beer. Remember, this is 4.6%.
I'm working percent. On men.
So
not
this
math.
Is three times the alcohol content of this beer.
My beer was bottled in September, the fourth week of September, according to the bottle.
Here's the thing. This is a 12-ounce beer. Mm-hmm. This is almost 24 ounces. And this contains three times the alcohol per volume, which means this is six times the alcohol of one beer.
That's insane.
And this is
That's
like
a
pack. Large Monster Energy drink can.
Val
That's pretty
up.
Boozy.
That's why people die.
Mm.
Hand me that whiskey.
Which one?
The one on the far left.
Black Canyon.
So this is like a whiskey. What's the alcohol per volume of this? 45%. So that's a lot more.
Than 12, yes.
Guys, I've multiplied with power. It's the great news.
You've learned.
Multiply. Nicanor should be here any minute with
Teen Show.
So we can probably get out a fourth microphone. I don't know how you guys want to arrange
off.
This. Do you
no,
want to stay?
Val, stay. Because I was already on. You got here almost half an hour later.
Well, it's up to you. No one has to leave at this point.
Well, I mean, I'll...
They're also having a party at his in-law's house. That we could go to after this, if you guys want to.
I would love to.
Okay.
Val, will you walk me home if I'm drunk tonight?
I am on my bike.
Will you walk your bike with me?
You're a lot further away than I am.
Why aren't you my friend?
You should walk me home.
Val, this gender stereotyping shit is real 50s, and I didn't expect it from you.
Well, I mean, I take care of myself.
I'll walk you to Val's house. How about that?
That sounds pretty good.
Why don't you come on over, Valerie? Why don't we take a little musical break, and then we'll hook up another microphone.
Gummy
and then...
bears, bouncing here.
Do you have any songs you guys
Gummy
would like to hear? Particular that you know I have for no reason? We could play this. This is a band that Val likes, I think. Noah and the Whale?
I do.
Okay, let's throw this on. We're going to hook up another mic. Nick and Orantine Show should be here, and we'll be right back.
You can give up anything when you're following your heart. I never had the time to show I could depart with my whole being. Go back to the start. Oh, I promise more in vows than I ever give with my heart. But I'll be lonely.
I'm going to give you my headphones.
He probably made it like, no.
So we'll have to go. No, I'm going to be the only one with no headphones as running the show. That makes the most sense. Too. Val, do you have a song you want to come into?
I don't get high. I hate it.
I mean,
I was not,
I have a whole iTunes
once
here.
Was I laughing?
I think I have a
and
Ghostbusters.
I was only laughing and was hard talking to him.
All right.
Here we go.
Here we go. Coming back. You'll have to tell me. Bring us back, Val. Bring us back.
Ghostbusters.
Thanks for resetting the show. This is strange. I don't have headphones anymore. I don't know where I am. Now we've got extra guests. We've got Nicanor, all the way from down the block.
Hello.
And we've got all the way from Argentina, Martin.
Hello.
Thanks for coming, Martin.
Thanks for having me on the show.
So you guys brought some special booze because you thought, I guess, I wouldn't be loaded at this point. So we should have some special booze. Tell us about what you brought. I'll drink this. Oh, no, I have a wine glass for mine. Does everyone who wants a glass have a glass?
I don't have a glass. Alec?
I'll go get you one.
Thank you.
Two.
I'll go get two.
I don't know what's... The wine glasses the very far right on the cabinet where the glasses are.
I'll have one. Two.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So you brought us a special liquor.
Yeah.
What is this?
Well, this is it's made of some sort of weed in Argentina. Uh-huh. It's a typical drink that usually tends to be at parties and people share it. You have to mix it with Coke because otherwise it's really, really strong. The taste is.
Okay.
The type of snort.
Can you just give me a little baby taste?
You just want to taste it alone?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just, a little of child's.
That is a great idea, Peter.
It's kind of minty.
It's brown?
Yeah.
It smells minty. It smells kind of like a menthol cigarette.
It kind of does, yeah.
It's better than Malort.
Which we also have.
It's very minty. This is like a booze that I could picture grandmas really getting into. Because it's kind of medicine. Val, I think you would like this.
I do like medicine.
Will you pour a tiny amount for Val?
Of course.
Because it reminds me of like Vicks VapoRub. If they made that into an alcoholic situation. Val, have some of that.
Okay.
As our lover of medicine-y booze, we'll see what you think.
It tastes a lot like the tincture does to me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what that is, and neither do you.
No. What? What's that?
Oh, I'm sorry.
So
It hits a little later, too.
Yeah, it stays with you. So go ahead and, do you want to mix me a Argentina mule or whatever this is called?
A Fernet.
A Ferdinand?
Fernet, yeah.
Do you always mix it with Coke or does it matter?
You can do Pepsi, Coke, but...
A cola drink.
Cola drink?
It has to be a cola.
Dr. Thunder.
Yeah.
Dr. Pibb.
So, welcome, you guys.
Got too many drinks.
We've been going since 12:45. So we're about to hit, we're a half hour away from the 10-hour mark of today's radio.
That's kind of a lot, isn't it?
Let me ask this. What does the applause say? So when did you get back into the Estados Unidos?
Officially?
Yeah.
I think 6 a.m.
Legally.
That's what customs says. 6 a.m.
Today?
Yeah, today.
Oh, thank you for staying up late with us.
Oh, my pleasure.
Nick and Mark? You haven't been here for a while.
It's been a long time.
How have you been?
Okay, you know, the kids. Fucking kids.
You have like a new man at your home.
I do.
Yeah.
Sherlock.
Yeah. Tell us about that. How does that happen?
Either one's fine.
Katie subscribes to this Adopt a Pet website.
Oh, that's dangerous.
She got one with the name of a puppy called Sherlock.
And it was like Kismet, because you have a dog named Watson.
Yeah, and she adopted him while I was out of the country. So I feel like it was an illegal adoption.
Thank you.
Oh, okay. So you're not really the dad.
No. He's a bastard.
Fatherless basset hound. You guys sent me a Christmas card.
Did you get it?
Yes.
I saw that. I was wondering why I didn't get one.
I don't know your address.
I was wondering that too.
You didn't ask.
I have no idea.
Address.
I didn't even know.
You didn't want to send me a Christmas card.
Val, this is something.
Do you know how many Christmas cards I get?
Zero.
Yeah.
No, two.
You're right. I get one from my mom and one from my grandma.
Three. You don't send yourself one?
No.
Val, how many Christmas cards did you send out?
Yeah.
Well,
I didn't get one.
I haven't done my Christmas cards yet, but I will be doing them soon.
I really appreciated the Christmas card, and also I was so touched that you sent me one.
Thank you.
I was. It's on my refrigerator.
That's nice.
The one that you sent me.
Uh-huh.
It's on our refrigerator too. Thanks, Nika.
Yeah, whatever.
Alec got one too.
He did.
Really?
Thank you.
Yes.
Alec.
He has a fairy.
Oh. Okay.
We'll send you one next year.
Alec. I'll take a picture of mine on my phone and then send that picture to your phone.
Send me a text message. Christmas text
An
message.
An SMS of someone else's Christmas card. Are we cheersing?
I guess.
Are you just holding a thing in the air? Well, I'm so glad you guys are here. For our big show, I have a game for you guys to play that we've played with our other guests.
Well, we also have a game
for you. For anybody, actually.
Wait, I think we should do yours first.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Except us two, everybody else can play.
Okay. I'm ready.
Oh, no, no.
What's the game?
Well, we'll have it tomorrow. We'll have it ready tomorrow.
What?
Tomorrow.
It's kind of inspired by the Rosie game that we heard here.
Yes.
We'll call it Nika and Tincho, the early years.
Okay. I'm excited already.
Not so early also.
Not so early. Early and currently.
So the gist basically is that we're going to take turns reading an event in our lives that might have happened to one of us.
Okay.
And you guys have to guess to whom.
So there's a possibility that it's
so we'll
neither
say like,
of you?
No, it's going to be
it's one
of
or
us.
The other.
Yeah.
Okay.
So definitely happened to either one of you.
So we'll say
we
like,
have to guess it's Nika or Tincho.
One of us got on a bike one morning on a Saturday when everybody else was sleeping, rode our bikes to the bank,
okay,
withdrew some money with a fake gun, and then rode back home. Who done it?
Oh, my God.
And then you have to guess who
is this one of the things?
No.
Oh, okay. I was like, holy shit, this
now,
is going to be some kind of game.
Do we just shout it out, or do we have to take turns?
I think what we should do is
we
need to make some kind of, like, booze.
Do we need
booze.
A buzz in?
Oh. And, like, okay, I've got that bottle. See that one with the black marker? Can you hand me that? This is my Matt Shot bottle. Mm. What this is... You know, you'll have like a booze bottle and it has like 1 or 2 ounces left in it. I just dump it all in here. This is a lot of boozes. So I think what we should do is we should all guess and then they'll tell us the correct answer.
Game.
And if you lose, you just got to take a little drink off the mat shot.
A little drink.
All right.
What do you think?
All right.
Done?
Yeah.
Okay. Everyone's in.
Okay.
So
okay.
Here begin. Wait, we should probably do some like game music, right? Some kind of like excitement tune of some kind. That's like, here
Didn't
comes the game.
Did you bring your ukulele?
No, I have my bike bell though. Do you want me to bring my bike in here? It's a dinosaur.
We don't even need it if you're just gonna do that. I'll just play a song. Here we go. Here's the exciting game. With Foreigner to accompany us as we begin our journey. Because you're foreigners. Okay. We're ready. Give us case number one.
Okay, case number one. Now, I understand that maybe Nicanor has said the answer at some point, but maybe not everybody's aware, so...
If I know, we'll abstain.
Yeah.
I won't say.
Don't shout it out if
don't
you know
Don't say
what
that
it
you
is.
Know. Yeah. We'll just give our answers, and if you know, you know, but I won't know that you know.
Okay, so the first one.
Okay, we're ready.
Who peed in a bottle on a bus?
Okay. Should I go first? I'm voting Nicanor. Val?
Wait, Alec, you go.
I'm voting Tincho.
Tincho for Alec.
Oh, God.
Martine.
So someone's drinking. Val?
I'm going to say also Martine.
Oh, that's nice.
And the answer is Martine? Oh, shit.
No. You got it right.
Oh, no. Here's your bottle. So tell us about when you peed in a bottle on the bus.
Ew, that's gross.
You that's and Peter have that part. In common also.
I wasn't on a bus.
I'm not in a bus. In my car, actually. So worse, maybe?
And you got in your car?
Yeah.
Do you remember? I had this
you
period.
You had a bladder problem for a while.
Yes. You had a period?
I don't know. I think I might have had something wrong because... Yeah, we would. No. I would be with Val, and we'd be like going to Denver. We'd make it halfway to Denver, and I'd be like, "I really need you to pull over. I desperately have to pee."
I don't know what that's like.
Yeah. I went with Nicanor to this wedding. We drive up. It's probably about an hour away, and I'm not kidding. So we had some drinks, and then we were 2 minutes away, and he's like, fuck it, stop at this gas station.
3 minutes.
The Shell station. We stopped at it was on...
I thought it was a McDonald's.
It was like the hotel was on a mountain, and the Shell was at the bottom. And the entrance to the hotel was 10 feet away, and we had to stop, and he like runs out to go pee. This is the only time, too, when I've seen Nicanor like real serious, you know, because we were like, ha, 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 you have to pee. And he's like, guys, just stop at the Shell. Let's not talk about it anymore. Just stop at the Shell. But you know what? It wasn't just, I mean, everyone was loaded. That was the night Val decided to walk out into the woods.
I'll just walk home from Essence Park.
Yeah, Val decided to, she was like just insistent she would walk home like 8 miles through the woods at night in the winter-ish time, in the fall.
By the river.
To be fair, in a dress.
Yeah.
This was Alex's wedding. Val was going to walk home from your wedding.
No better way.
So we were all a little loaded. Okay. Are we ready for question two?
Is he going to explain why he pissed in a
bottle? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry. I told the whole story. Why I peed in a bottle.
So we were coming back from a summer trip in some beach town. And the bus ride was like 10 hours. And the bastards had the bathroom broken, but they never said that their bathroom was broken. They only made one stop 5 hours into the ride so that people would actually go and use the bathroom.
Right.
I did not do that. So then, like, on the seventh hour, I'm like, dude, I have to fucking pee.
Imagine that.
Should I just go tell the bus driver? And I walk up to the bus driver and I'm like, dude, I have to pee. He's like, well, that's why we stopped 2 hours. Like, fuck. So when we did stop to pee, I bought a bottle of water, which at the time seemed like a good idea. But I don't know what I was thinking. But it saved me because then after I was done drinking the bottle of water, when I had to...
You could fill it with pee.
I walked to the back of the bus, and it's not like one of those buses that has a back. So you're standing right next to somebody.
It's a back row on
the
bus.
You were just standing next to some person just peeing?
The guy.
Why didn't you just stay in your seat?
It felt inappropriate because it was in front of the bus and I said, go back. You're not going to be here.
I couldn't.
We pee in the back part of the bus. That's the pee zone. Okay.
So the guy is stretched out on two seats and just sleeping, and I'm like, okay. And I start peeing as I look at this guy. It's like, I hope he doesn't wake up. I I filled up the can.
Yeah. It's shocking, isn't it? The amount of pee.
Closed it and left it there.
Left it in the back of the bus?
Did you have any pee left, but you already filled it up? You know.
I've had three of these types of incidents.
I was not done. But I had to be done.
Yeah, you just have to relieve. I had one. I peed in a Powerade bottle. We were driving back from Texas. Lemon we drove Powerade. Straight through. I think it was an Arctic flavor of sorts. And I had to pee so bad. And we were in Denver, you know, in traffic. And he's like, just go in the bottle, man. We're an hour from home. So I peed, but I had that moment of panic because I felt the pee, like you put your penis in the bottle. And then the pee level reaches the tip of your penis, and you're like, uh-oh. I'm quickly running out of bottle. Then there was the time when I took my brother to the airport and tried to pee in a Monster Energy drink can. And I was still driving. I didn't stop driving. And I put my penis in there and start peeing, and I hear the pee hitting it, and I'm like, this is going great. And then pee just filled my pants. I was driving my mom's car. So then I like run out and pee on the side of the road, but I pretend I'm like checking the side of the car to disguise. And the third time was with Val. Why did I pee in the bottle? Too, I can't remember.
Weren't you there?
Only in spirit. Didn't you also drink one of these three?
That was the Texas one. I didn't drink it. I took a sip. I didn't finish the bottle. I didn't quaff.
I apologize.
The contents. All right. So far, I'm the winner of this game.
Yes.
In a lot of senses.
Yeah. We gotta do number
so two. Let's do number two.
Number two happened during 1990.
Say it in Spanish.
Okay.
1990. And we got into a fight for some stupid reason.
Okay.
And then our house had this like indoor patio.
Right.
Where there were like two metal bars coming out of the wall at about this height that
waist
was
height,
supposed to hold a barrel. So you'd tip a barrel over, you'd put it under there, and it would hold the barrel.
Why would you have a barrel?
Who the fuck knows?
No, it's because of the gas. We didn't have natural gas, so we had to have like a
what's the, when you go to King Supers, the
propane?
Propane tanks. Yeah. Okay, that makes more sense.
I was picturing like an old,
had a purpose.
I was picturing an old time barrel.
Like with beer ale. So then one of us thinks it's a really good idea to stand on one of those metal things and then jump to get a hold of the roof and then pull yourself up
and
to
get on the roof.
Get on the roof and then vent out on the roof. The problem was our house was really old. And when you grabbed the roof part, this thing just came down. And then one of us fell down and the little metal thing that was poking out cut right through the leg.
Oh. Wow.
I was wondering why you had a limp, teacher.
All right. Alec, do you want to start since I started last time? We'll go opposites.
I'm the guest, Martine.
Yeah. Val? Nika?
Ooh, okay. I'm going Martine as well.
Martine.
Oh, Val?
Nice.
Val, you're 0
so
for
gross.
2. Thanks for being a sport, though.
Maybe Tincho can elaborate more.
A mat shot, the idea is like when you're at a bar and they prepare everything, they have that little rubber mat. So you could, whatever spills over, then you could just dump the mat into a cup and drink it. So that's kind of what this is. So tell us a little more about this incident.
Well, the initial part was pretty much what he said.
Yeah.
But I remember that after the I fall, I kind of got up, went inside and said, okay, yeah, I'm not going to try to go up there again. I'm fine. And my leg was all bleeding and I hadn't noticed. And then my sister said, there's something white coming out of your pants. Something like that.
It's not that kind of white.
It was a...
Argentinians bleed white? I'm confused with this story.
There was also something...
What was white?
It was a fat.
Fat.
Val, have you met their sister? Yeah.
No.
Oh. Toast me, quick! It was your fat? It was like the insides
body
of your
fat.
Oh.
Yeah.
You were like real injured.
He had to get stitches and shit. My mom was like, from what I can remember, "Oh, you're fine. You just have a little hole in your jeans."
Yeah, I didn't go that day.
No,
the next day.
You did.
Your mom was like, "You're cool. Quit being a baby."
Your mom slapped you.
Stop complaining. You're fine.
You're being a little loud.
Mika sleeping in the other room. Oh my god.
What an asshole.
Wait, I don't know the answer to that one. Mika.
Fuck you.
All right. Are we ready for number three? Val, you'll guess first this time. You've been unlucky.
Okay, so this one takes place a little bit earlier. I'm going to say 85, 86.
Okay.
So, who jumped over the fence to steal golf balls for candy from the golf resort to sell them to the golf resort?
Val?
Nika.
I got to say, I've heard quite a few stories about Nicanor stealing internet. So this would be like an early version of that. So I'm guessing Nicanor as well.
It's a trifecta. Nika.
God damn it.
Are we all right?
Yeah. You are all right. Yeah.
Val, you still have
I think
to take
that
a drink.
Means you have to take a drink, actually. Yeah. We all guess correctly.
I think you're right.
I have to work
Matt
tomorrow.
Shot for you guys.
For both of us or for him?
You're drinking a beer and this thing, and you're like, I gotta work tomorrow.
I also have like three drinks over here.
I can't do this.
You guys need to just take a little drink. It's not that bad, for all I know.
That's pretty gross.
He needs something, and it's not alcohol.
I drink.
Oh, okay.
Do you want me to eat a mother's caress. The only cure.
Fuck you. Oh my god, that's nasty.
I didn't drink as much as you did.
That is nasty shit.
All right.
Tastes so like
far,
coffee.
So good. Yeah, it's got a little coffee liquor in there.
Oh, that's nice.
I got caught on the golf field.
You did get caught
by
the golf guys?
He asked me if I was suicidal. What the fuck are you doing? You're going to get hit in the head with a golf ball, kid.
Hit in the head with a golf ball.
And I was the smallest. That's why they made me.
Yeah.
Because if he didn't, we could beat him up. So he had no choice.
Either go over or get beat up.
And then go over. It's your choice.
It's going to be hard to get over all beat up. So you might as well go.
Are we done?
Yeah, we're ready.
Good.
We're ready.
Okay.
Are we done?
So, one of us was walking home one night with a couple of friends, and we get asked for a little bit of money.
Yeah.
And the end result is a fist fight.
Mm-hmm. You can say the amount.
25 cents.
What? How much is that in pesos? A million?
So,
two.
He wanted to buy a brand new Audi.
It was just a quarter short. Come on, fucker. The dealer won't work. Give me 25 cents.
Life or death.
Okay. So, got in a fight with a street
fist
tough.
Fist fight.
Yeah. Over 25 cents. Which was the sort of stick-up price.
Yeah. Ooh, this give is me 25 one. Cents or else. We're like, dude, I got nothing. Okay.
And then it turned
or
into
else.
A fight.
Yeah.
Okay. Who should I go first? Is it my turn?
Yeah.
I'm going Martine because I know a lot about Nicanor's fighting history.
Maybe I left something out?
It's possible. That's just, I'm just saying. That's why I'm saying that. Val?
Martine.
Martine, trifecta.
God damn it.
No, I said Martine. Oh, it was you.
Yeah, it
oh,
was.
Oh, my God. I'm so loaded. I don't even know what I said.
You need to explain what happened.
Yeah.
Yes, please.
And I'll try. I'll sample this here while you do that. Okay.
So, basically, I was leaving a party that was like... I don't know, this lady had like the crazy idea that she wanted to do like a black tie event.
Yes, it does.
But yeah, it's disgusting. Don't
worry. That's real bad.
Poor Martine.
Okay. Black tie event.
Yeah, black tie event in in a not so good place in Buenos Aires. So we were three guys, and we were escorting two girls to take the bus, so they didn't have to walk alone. So we were out there at the bus.
How do you say chivalry in Spanish?
Caballero. Caballeroso.
That's complicated.
So basically, we were there waiting for the bus in this really bad part of the neighborhood, and then two guys come up, and they really looked trashed.
Yeah.
Really bad. So they started asking us for one peso, which is 25 cents. And we didn't have anything because we just left like that to walk them to the bus.
Yeah.
And the guy started kind of like, yeah, give me one peso, give me one peso. And I kind of like said, no, get the fuck out. We don't have anything. Because I thought there are two guys. It's three of us.
Yeah.
If they try anything, we're going to kick their ass.
We got
gonna
dollars, be stupid yo. Enough.
So one of the guy punches me in the lip.
Wow.
And, out of the blue. And another guy punches another guy. So what do? I jump forward and punch the guy in the face.
Wow. Fight him, family.
Holy shit. Yeah, you are.
Yeah. The problem is that my calculations kind of missed. I didn't exactly hit him in the face. I kind of missed. And then the two guys beat me up. And the other two guys that I was expecting to jump.
Did missing. Nothing, coward.
No, they kind of stayed protecting
the
women
help you?
Folk.
Oh,
you're like, guys, what the fuck?
I gotta say, a missed punch is a family trait.
Missed kick.
You have a kick? Yeah, completely kick. Whiffed.
Who did you miss kick?
Some guy on the street.
Val,
listen to the show.
I'll retell the story, listen, and you can correct me if I'm incorrect. There was a huge fight that broke out.
The show before.
And Nicanor decided, while there's a fight out, I might as well get involved. And a guy was running by, and he went to kick him. However, he missed and also lost his shoe in the process.
Correct.
And then had to go retrieve his shoe.
And miraculously, I did not get the shit beat out of when I went to pick up my shoe.
Yeah.
I'm like, guys, hold on, my shoe.
And everybody stopped.
It was like, time out.
Fine, okay, go get the shoe.
I might be actually.
That's a rule in Argentina. You can't fight without shoes, so if the shoe... falls
it's
out.
Just like an unspoken
yeah.
rule.
And we were into those like rap people that don't really tie their shoes, and that's why my shoe went.
Oh, you're like Run DMC.
Fuck yeah,
yeah,
Rev.
Yeah, Rev Run.
Yeah, God bless you, man, and you too.
Good morning.
Jesus be with you.
I think actually I could
bring it back and with
also
you.
Do with this you.
Here. Amen.
And also. Someone went to Catholic school.
See? That's not Rocky, guys. That's Jesus.
Philly.
Crucified right there. Crucified Jesus.
I mean, I would Liberty prefer Bell. Rocky to yep. Jesus if I had to pick. Those are my two choices.
Is there another?
Oh, there are 20. More.
Great. This is going well. I love this game. I do have, I think I have a quick clip here of actually Nicanor's fight.
And you go into class.
16, 17.
Probably look like this
I'm the only one that hasn't heard, and I can't hear right now.
Hang on.
Stop speaking.
And sometimes some of both.
Trying to fight.
And then you come to class and say to your teacher, listen, teach. We've been up real late fighting in the streets. I jumped on a car.
I lost my shoe.
Yeah, some guy was clapping. It was horrible. So listen, teach. We've been up all night fighting. If you could ease up on us on this test, that would be great. And he's like, sounds reasonable. That's okay. That's a good request from a teen.
You know, it happens every time. Every time there's a party, it ends up being in a fight.
Well, imagine you're at work. And a teen is supposed to do something for you. Like, let's say you're a supervisor of, like, a 17-year-old, and he's like, listen, man, I was up all night fighting.
I would
if
totally
you could take
understand.
It easy on me today, that would be awesome.
I would say, would you like to go home?
Yeah.
It's understandable.
Like, my favorite part is at the end here of my own fight days. I know. This is 70 episodes.
We had there was another time when we went to one of these parties. I wasn't involved in the fight.
Yeah,
I was an outsider, but two of my friends were.
Like, did you guys have time for anything else besides fighting?
Tom Cruise in that movie. We vandalized a lot.
I would have laughed too.
There's a line at the end where, you know, he's talking about, we went to this other party and a fight broke out, and I said, hold on, did you guys have time for anything else but fighting? And Nicanor, completely honest and earnest, says, we vandalized a lot.
That was our other hobby.
That was the other thing that went on at these times. So that's, yeah. So we had a rich fight in history. I think that's episode 30, if anyone's interested in hearing about Nika, the fighting two-fisted Argentinian.
The YouTube video was so funny. There's a little shoe flying.
Yeah, there's a whole YouTube video. Val.
Oh.
Val.
Sounds great.
All right, we're ready for the next one, I think.
Okay, next one. Who got into a rock fight during lunch hour at school? This is elementary school.
A rock fight.
Like,
does that like, mean Metallica's in the background?
Like guitar playing.
No, this was like actual rocks.
A band throwing against another. Yeah, throwing rocks at each other at the playground.
So kids throwing rocks at each other.
After school. 3
after
p.m.
After school.
We didn't go to fucking music. We went to rock fighting class.
All right. I think I went first last time.
Martin?
Okay.
I'm going to go Nicanor this time.
Ah, damn it. This is a tough one. What is that noise? I'm going to also say Martin.
You all lose.
I said Nika.
What does that mean?
Both?
Both of us.
Oh,
it was a trick question!
Wait, with each other?
No, we were on the same team. But Big Brother sees little brothers throwing rocks, and he's like, I got to go teach this kid how to throw rocks.
So you started it.
That really tastes so much like vomit.
It's nasty.
It's shocking. Acidy. It's bad. I apologize, you guys.
Okay.
Thanks for at least making a noise.
Which one of us
decided
that it would be a good idea to pee?
Nicanor.
To pee outside in the balcony instead of going home before lunchtime.
A balcony, so an outdoor balcony.
Yeah,
like peeing off a second story.
Something like that.
Wow.
I don't understand the logistics of this.
Well, because you're closer
men
to
have
the
a
balcony.
Well, you kind of gotta go, and you say, "I can walk over to the bathroom, or I could
just be right,
pee right here."
There's nobody get it over here. Nobody's gonna be. Know. I'll just pee.
What are they gonna look up? Who looks up nowadays?
Oh my god, it's fucking raining.
Who looks up nowadays? That's old time shit. What was the approximate age of this endeavor, or the year-ish?
Probably 6 or 7.
86, 87,
okay.
Yeah.
6, so first grade-ish, just
who
pees off the balcony.
Who the fuck is peeing on me?
All right.
I think it's me first.
Yeah, I think it's you first.
I'm excited to answer this.
This is another trick question. You guys went together.
They cross swords. One of the most epic cross swords of all time.
As we held hands.
Held hands. Kissed lightly.
I like to hold your hand when I take a piss.
Is that Living on a Prayer? Right?
No, that's a kiss from a rug.
Oh. Power is pleasure.
My power, my penis, my pain. Val? Ladies?
Nika?
You said Nicanor. Alex said both. I don't need that microphone. I have my own. Do you want me to say it into
drink.
Yours? I mean, peeing off the balcony. I mean, I have to go Nicanor just because I know there's a rich history of urine. So I gotta go with that. Yeah, I gotta go with the my gut, my detective instincts.
Mm-hmm. You guys, Alec lost.
Wow.
It was me. You get to drink from the lovely bottle. Terrible,
he's not drinking Radio. It, you guys. We really are. I've been drinking. You guys?
Are we at the final round?
For just a second, before we go any further,
excellent.
I wanted to make a special announcement. Mm-hmm. We have just hit hour number 10 of this radio show.
What happens?
We play a little song and then continue. Take my top. Yeah, at hour 10, I take my top. Bottomless, hour 10, 4 minutes. So get ready for that, ladies who like audio stimulation. All right, so we've got one more?
We've got the final one.
I'm ready.
Okay.
Let's hear it. Let's hit it.
So it pays off if you were paying attention to the previous questions.
Rut row.
Oh, yeah. God.
Really? No?
Hey. Nicanor's taking a picture for us.
Wait, did you need one of us?
Yeah. Three.
Wait, was I flipping you off in the test?
You can do it now.
Did I look like I was going to vomit?
I'll take yours. You don't have to do that.
Yeah. I'll take yours.
If he wants to.
That's nice.
Cut the spirit out.
We got to do a picture because this is an event. An event for the ages.
Do you always have to frown?
Brothers together. Being happy.
I have to smile. I'm happy.
You did it. All right. I think we're ready for our final chapter.
Don't. The final question. So if you guys remember, one of us or both of us got into a rock fight during lunch hour in elementary school.
Yes.
Regrettably, that kind of got us into detention, sort of. And our parents were informed via a letter in the mail.
Homing pigeons.
Something like that.
What?
Sounds reasonable.
But one of us wanted to hide the letter from our father and mother, and the other one wanted to show it, be honest about the whole situation. So which one wanted to hide it and which one wanted to be honest
about the rock fight?
Yeah, about the rock
ooh,
fight.
Ooh, so we have one hider, one honester.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, this is tricky.
No, it's not. It was Nika. He wanted to hide it.
I think that's what I'm going with too.
I'm going to stay with that too. Oh,
damn it.
No, you've done this.
Oh no, I drank that already.
No, unfortunately so it was me. Know. I what? Was a hider. Oh, that was a little spin at the end of the show.
I was a hider. Drink this, but I guess no I will.
Yes.
What did you say to Nika? He was like, I want to tell our parents.
I was trying to convince him, no, we're going to get in trouble. We're not going to be able to play Nintendo or something like that. Nintendo. Let's not say anything.
Val, just you're a trooper.
Keep it quiet.
Ew. So
That was a great game, you guys. I loved that.
Oh, thank you.
You brought some great content to the show here.
Let good me. Job.
I can't fire well, I this up. It's anything. Too much. Val brought nothing as normal.
I brought what?
Alec told us about a video game.
I beat Castlevania Symphony of the Night completely. 200.6%.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, yeah awesome. 214, I think, is the most.
200.6 is the most you can get.
We'll Google it.
Well, guys, I think it's time to get out of here. What do you think? I mean,
I thought you had a game for us.
Yeah.
I did. Do you want to play? I mean, I think we should go.
We have to do the.
I'm pretty cashed.
Mat shots, because if we do, we could leave it we're for done. Another day.
There's no losing the game. No, it's cool.
I won.
I want to just say thanks to everybody who came today, especially you guys.
Oh, thank you for having
thank
us.
Thank you so much.
6,000 miles.
6,000 miles. 100 miles on the other side of Lonesome. We did it. 10 hours of show. We're just past 10 hours today. So thanks everyone who came. Thanks everyone who's been listening. Thanks everyone on the world.
God.
We should just end so this sad. Now.
So sad.
Because I'm loaded. But helpfulsnowman.com, huh, guys?
What?
We'll see you later.
Thanks, Dad.
Bye.
I like to think that this happens, that you're out there wanting me to. It's like I've been sewn to the walls of my room. Can you say that you're feeling it too? And you're out there wanting me to. 'Cause I've tried lots of things, from poison to shopping, potions of miracles, but it's still your name dropping. You're permanent, I think, like promises and ink. I still can't see how to get you off of my mind. The same old sky, it could be so much more with you. Star after star, I'm so bored with the stars. They're really nothing new, nothing's new without you. There's no thinking positive, there's no good ending. We're on two different planes, heading in two different directions. I got your number, but I don't have courage. And if I did for a second, I'd call you up and I'd say something about how lovesick I remain.
Monday! Monday.